The table, bro. It's gone. Everything's gone. Let me get my new hat, man.
You got a
knife like Trav?
No, I mean, I usually do. I got keys, though.
Oh, shit. Hey, good. I'll get a knife.
All right.
What we got here?
Is it heavy?
Hell yeah. Oh, it's the hats. Damn, I'm putting one on right now.
No, you're not.
Why not?
We doing the unboxing. You ready? Oh, who stole it? Yo, man.
Disrespectful.
Cynthia and Deandra is going down. It's war. Your TV's not even on. Come on, young Austin. What?
Come on, man.
Bruv. Damn, I left my glasses, man.
My fucking vape don't work. If somebody hears this in the green room and goes to buy me a vape, I will pay some money for that.
Call you vapey.
Green room, do you hear me?
Of course not. They're having a meeting in there.
Well, they better listen up.
They're not listening to you.
And do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yo! Fuck it, man. Rough start again, bro. We're going to get it together one day, I swear. Who's listening to the YouTube channel right now live? Danny is. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. You see my engineer still fucking figuring out the scene. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I was here on time. He said he was ready.
They can't keep up with us.
They
man.
Can't
he's
keep
tired.
Up with
he
us.
Falling
yeah,
asleep.
Yeah,
he's
yeah. He was waking up from his nap from earlier, man.
Like the people saw the box we were trying to surprise them with.
I know. We opened up the scene with the box, man. I'm going to go ahead. Can we turn on this mic over here? Let me see what we're going to do here. We're going to go to this unboxing. Let's see. Let's get you some audio here, though.
Oh. We hear you a little bit.
You do?
Yeah. Right, well, you just let it fall, so.
Well, whatever. You talk. Hold on. You should be talking.
All right, we got some mics in place for you, Ness. So, yeah, Ness,
aha.
Opening up.
Yeah.
It is what we thought it was. People, they're in.
It's time.
TBV.
Free hats for the listeners.
Free hat. We like fucking Oprah. You get a hat. Everybody gets a hat.
But you got to be a listener.
But you gotta be a listener.
And you gotta be subscribed.
Or,
you know, we ain't fucking.
Or we'll beat your grandma up.
Whoa.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
I'm trying to get it taken off air, man.
Toss me one, Ness.
Hold on. I'm gonna take a whole pack with me.
Mm.
Let me take a pack. I like the way things sound under headphones, man.
Nice haircut, by the way. You looking sharp.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Shout out to the Las Vegas tan, keeping me right.
Danny, what you look like?
Faruko.
I look like myself.
Faruco. Yo, so yeah, I took a pack. Let me see. How many in pack? How many in pack? Let me see. Oh, it's a bundle. Four.
Ten.
Six, eight. Ten's a bundle.
Yeah.
It's a bundle.
Ten packs.
It's a bundle. It's a bundle. Hold on. I don't even want you to zoom. Let me go in. All right, fuck it. You can zoom. Fuck it. I'm going to stay comfy.
Fuck it.
So it is nice. It's suede in the bill.
Mm.
All front suede.
Ooh.
Embroidery. This is embroidery. This is an iron on. You see, like Danny socks. You don't got to go to Danny, but Danny White socks is stitched in. So is this.
Oh, with the red undervisor in that?
Oh, yeah. Also,
not the black nasty.
Nah.
Not a black nasty. You
let's
got
take out. Let's take out. Look, it even comes with a little keep it nice and in shape for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but look,
man.
On the inside, keep that. It actually says the boxing voice inside.
Wait, is that the glove on the back?
Oh, yeah. That's our glove, our microphone glove on the logo.
Mm.
Oh, here it goes here.
Mm.
Bah, 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 bah. Look, yeah, it's not just like no iron on. No. Stitched.
Mm.
Stitched in suede, red, black, suede. Ooh, let me see the fit. All right, my head, got it. Adjustable because it's snap back trucker hats.
Yeah, man.
Let's see, did that work? Oh, nah, I got to open it more.
need one more champ.
Yeah,
damn.
I needed a little open there. I needed a little looser trucker hat, all right? Now we talking. Oh, yeah, I'm going to wear this for the rest of the show. Got the brand. Oh, you want one?
Hold on, let me back up. Let me back up. Let's get the wide shot for this. All right. He passing me the torch.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
Fire.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give these away to loyal listeners, loyal subscribers, official people, you know, callers of the year, all that good stuff, man. You know, however many we got, they get to go. All you got to pay is the shipping. Hat's free, you know what I'm saying? This is an expensive piece of hat right here. You don't even understand what this costs to make. You understand? Mm. You are getting, not only are you getting a TBV hat, but you're getting a hat that by the maker of the same person that creates the hats for David Benavidez. You know, obviously his father gave me a hat, and I was like, wow, this quality is insane.
You got their hat plug.
Yeah.
Fire.
I got their hat plug.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? They let me get that hat plug. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens when you're good peoples, man. Let me lift my slight.
Hey, Daddy.
Oh, this is a dollar beat. This is a dollar beat. Hold up. Let me turn mine slightly up so you get more light on me. And you can probably see the red every time I lean back. Like Fat Joe. Yeah, the red. You see that? Oh, I love the red at the bottom. I love that. That's a nice touch.
Yeah
I see your red. But I ain't going to be able to lean it back. Okay, because I got the headphones. I'm going to have to be like church like this, and that's not my thing, man. Shit. All right, hats on. All right, moving on. We got some big news here to talk about. That was your quick little, you know, not really a promo because this is for you. This is for you, you know. This is going to be obviously, you know, we'll put out a post on our community page giving you the official, terms and service agreement on how to get the hat, right?
Right.
Ultimately, though, you'll pay shipping and just need to be subscribed to the YouTube channel. So what I'll do is, like, the first, 75 will go to loyal Patreons and members, you know, people who's already been supporting, because I can't just be like, oh, you're a subscriber. Here's a hat. Nah, you've been there. Here's a hat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
feel it, champ.
So YouTube members and subscribers, y'all in line first, the first 75, and then from there, you know, we'll go on to any new subscribers and members or just non-subscribers, whatever. But there is a lot of stuff to talk about. Did you see everything on the docket?
Absolutely, champ.
How you feeling about this new news? Gervonta Davis declining a plea bargain involving jail time, meaning that the deal that the judge, or rather prosecutor, had on the table for him involved him actually having to go in the Bing.
Yeah, no, obviously the champ turned that down. Tank said, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
We'll take this to trial, and, you know, I'm sure he'll come in with a very well-prepared legal team, and they'll, you know, a little slap on the wrist, don't be a bad boy next time.
I wonder why they were offering him jail time. What, do we know the charges? Let me double-check.
Yeah, it was that hit and run.
All right. Is it being charged as a felony? Is it a DUI? Because, I mean, why is there, I mean, was he drunk? Because if he's drunk, if he was a DUI,
no,
then I can understand.
No, his license was suspended.
Mm-hmm.
The hit and run, and then, like, failure to, it was basically like failure to help, you know.
Well, I'll just go to, oh, no. I just literally ruined that. Here we go. So I got it here. And, Young Austin moving
too fast.
Nah, not too fast. Not at all. Mm-hmm. So he declines a plea. Let's see here. Davis in Baltimore court. Ba-ba-ba. Misdemeanor charges related to... Oh, wait. Davis was in Baltimore City Circuit Court today for the first time since October to face misdemeanor charges related to the incident. Prosecutors claim Davis was driving with a revoked license, failed to stop a red light, and crashed a Lamborghini SUV into a Toyota. Damn, so he had a Yaris?
Yeah, the Yaris.
Is it Yaris? I thought it was Yaris. Yaris.
I've always thought it was Yaris.
Probably is. Yaris was the Toyota.
Okay.
into a Toyota. Four occupants of the Toyota were injured in the crash, and Davis is also charged with failure to render assistance. All right, let's see. What the hell is this? Why do I have to help them? I mean, if we all crash, what's going on?
They were injured, and he fled. So
it's saying failure to stop and render. Oh, he kept going.
Yeah, hit and run.
Oh, no, I haven't read that out yet, so I didn't see that. I didn't know. Okay, but it still said misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Still said misdemeanor, so, you know, but that's strange, though. Even for, I mean, but wait, I think maybe the max for misdemeanor is what, 364 days or something like that? So, you know, it's still a long time.
I'm not sure what it is in Baltimore. No, they said up to 7 years.
How could you get seven years on a misdemeanor?
Go back to the article.
I'm back. I'm right. Let's see. Nah, yeah, man, I was right. Bam, 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 bam. Misdemeanor charges for driving with suspended license. Stop. We can hear that. Driving with a suspended license, driving with a revoked license, and failure to remain at the scene of an accident, each carry a potential jail sentence of 1 year.
Each, so that's two.
Hold on.
Okay, so.
Come on, you think he's going to get charged 1 year per count individually? It's insane. That's not even like, I don't even think that's a thing, bro.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you can't get a year per each. All right. Where's my man at? Chris, you listening? I actually use Chris. He's official. He's the real deal.
All right.
Baltimore Sun doesn't specifically, I guess they meant to put, know how much jail time the proposed deal would have include. There you go. Earlier reports indicate that Davis could face a sentence of over 7 years if convicted of all charges. They're lying. That's a lie. Anyway, but it's an unfortunate situation, obviously. You know what's crazy? This is all relevant. My own son fled from up there. Yo, listen, this is how it happened, right? So someone in his mom's side of the family, his cousin, right? My wife's niece.
Mm-hmm.
She gets in an accident, crashes, panics, drives off. So obviously the news travels through the family immediately, gets to us. I sit down with my son like, listen, you're good, okay? You got full coverage. Don't do that. She just got nervous. There's nothing for you to be nervous about. You have a legit license and insurance.
Right.
Bro, why my man was a Domino's pizza dude for some whatever time in his life, gets in an accident and keeps it moving. I'm like, bro, did we just sit down and have this conversation? So, again, relative, obviously, you know, Tank, he got his own reasons, but, you know, this is not uncommon. Obviously, thankfully for me and my family, four people were not involved in, you know, my son wasn't facing jail time, but, you know, this is quite common amongst younger drivers. That's why, you know, if you check, they charge you more for underage,
right.
You know, for
of
21
course.
And under, you know, and even, I don't even think you guys could rent a car. I remember one time, yo, another relative story. One time you were young and you had to use Turo because you couldn't rent, remember?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like this happens amongst young people. But Tank is 28 now. He looks so young. Can we get another screen share? Look at that face. I keep thinking he's 21 forever, bro. Forever young. I want to be forever young. Nah, you don't know that?
Of course.
Okay. But, he is 28. Is it 28?
I thought he was 27.
Okay.
But,
27,
you know.
Yeah. I don't want to make him 2 years away from 30. That put him up there.
Yeah, hold on. Gervonta Davis.
But, I mean, again.
Okay. Yeah, he just turned 27.
Oof. Okay, 27. Cool.
Just turned 27.
Cool. And this accident happened in 2020, so they already been dragging it out,
did
bro.
Did they say when? Like
November 2020, car crash.
Oh, wow.
So this trial date is going to be either. So how this works is, right, when you set for trial date, you don't actually go to trial on that date. Now, he is a high profile. Who knows if they speed it up? But normally, when you set for trial date, you come back for jury selection. You know, then you come back for the trial. Unless, again, this is supposed to be a misdemeanor. You could do jury selection and trial in the same day. But every state is different.
Right.
Every state has their own laws and guidelines and stuff to follow. But, yeah, man, wanted to report on that. And also, you know, kind of buy a little bit of time because at 5 o'clock they're going to be live streaming what we believe should be the announcement and press conference to double announce a undisputed fight and the signing officially of Devin Haney, the top rank. Lou DiBella sent an email. He won't come on the show, but he'll send us emails. Let me see what he says here. He says, today, witness an undisputed press conference. And it's also going to be streamed on DiBella Entertainment's website and YouTube channel, ESPN Plus and Top Rank's YouTube channel, and on their Twitter page. So, you know, you're officially now invited to announce the undisputed fight, but they don't say fight. They keep saying, look, an announcement of a fight of undisputed proportions, this down under affair. But we all know what it is. You know, they're just like, I guess, think they're building some sort of suspense. I don't know.
Like, we don't already know Devin Haney has, you know, across the street. No, I'm excited to see what comes.
Oh, wow. The undisputed cross continental. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it'll be virtual. It is a virtual press conference, given that George is all the way in Australia and Devin is actually in L.A. Even though we were with him yesterday, he went out to L.A. earlier today.
I know.
He'll be
must be nice
in studio.
What do you think? JSX or he had like
no,
a...
PJ.
What's PJ?
Like a full private jet.
Oh, because the top rank jet.
I don't know.
Ooh, did they whip out the top rank jet for Devin, or is that Haney, is that Fury only? Fury got to use it from here to Miami. Man, that would be amazing. You can't even, but you got to stop with a private jet from here to Australia, right? Because it's too small to tank, right?
Oh, of course.
How many stops you think? It's too hard of a question. Never mind.
That's too hard of a question.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. Whatever, though. That would be nice. I wish Jake Paul was telling the truth and really, and we really somehow fell on that private jet to Australia.
I honestly...
He's going to have too many friends. Imagine. A private jet holds how many? 12? 24 at the most?
Might depend on the size.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
I think Drake...
We won't
60,
make the cut.
I'll say Drake's holds like 50.
I need 50. A Gennady flight, man. That Gennady flight from earlier had me like, wow. That looks nice.
Gennady?
Yeah, remember the...
Oh, yes.
Picture of his fight we showed there? Uh-oh. Yes. Anthony Johnson with the Cash App. He says, TBD, best way to finish the shift on a Thursday. Well, shout out to you, man. We appreciate you rocking out with us every single day. You already know we are the Breakfast Club of boxing, even though this is our flagship edition. This is where it all started, you know. When I started this, it was on Thursdays and Sundays only. And then we evolved to every single day bringing you that boxing magic. But moving on here, we have obviously, we kind of been talking about it, the George Kambosos, Devin Haney announcement. It's going to be today. It'll be live streamed at 5 o'clock. So we will probably be live commentating what we're seeing in about 40-something minutes, give or take. But I think that we do need to focus on topic, excuse me, number three. We haven't really given any attention to Ryan Garcia, and I know why I haven't. I don't know if it's because... I know why I haven't. Why haven't you?
It's not a big fight. It's not a big fight. We don't know if it's going to happen.
What do you mean? It's like 10 days out.
Okay. Like, what's your point? You know, George Kambosos and Teofimo had landed in Miami.
Yeah, but it wasn't 10 days out, bro.
It was fight week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he got COVID.
Yeah.
That's different.
Look, man. To me, there's been a lot more to talk about than Ryan Garcia fighting a guy very few of us have heard of.
But I've been hearing for a while that Tagago's not no slouch. Remember, they was trying to push Tagago on Haney.
Right.
And, you know, he's bringing that energy, man. He's bringing that energy that has me a little bit interested. I'm looking here for this tweet. Here we go. Look at this here. Let me get a screen share here. This is on our Discord. If you ain't part of our Discord, you're missing out. This is his tweet. He said, "Hope my queen at Ryan Garcia is good. Can't wait to mess you up." And he put hashtag Game Boy. I like that.
Is that like his nickname?
I mean, I'm assuming he's, you know, Ryan's a boy. He's a little game. He's about to play with him. I mean, nah.
No, I mean, no, no.
You can take it down.
Genuinely asking.
But you can actually stay on there. Check this out. This is his actual Twitter. Unfortunately, I'm not going to show you how many followers he got because there's so many. I don't want anyone to get upset that they don't have that many. But.
It must be low as fuck.
But check this out. He says, "I does it better." First of all, I really like him for using the slang. I does it better.
I don't think he did that on purpose, champ. I think that he just thought that's the way you properly say it. And
come on, bro.
He went with that.
Look. First of all, let me narrate what's happening here. He's blindfolded.
Right.
And they walk him to the double end bag.
Right.
And he's got to fill it. And then he goes ham. Check his skills out, though. Okay, he finds it. Here we go. Oh, there you go. Oh, check what I'm doing, Ryan. You think you nice? Not as nice as me. Look at that one-handed. What you saying? Let's go. Put your money on Chicago. Put your money on Chicago.
Is that really how you pronounce it?
He said, "If you do not know, you will know." I love that laugh.
Is that really how you pronounce it?
I mean, I think so. When I interviewed Lou, that's what he said. But we could use my man Jeffrey.
Who is
see
Jeffrey?
What Jeffrey says here.
Who is Jeffrey?
Emmanuel to go.
Yeah.
To go.
To go. So, check this out. What else he got here? Look. He believes, bro. He believes. Look at him. What is this? He's like working out with like some heavy weights here. What is that? He no slouch. I mean, you know, at least he's taking it serious. He's in a strength and conditioning gym doing strength and conditioning. You know what I mean? He got on Yeezys. He ain't broke. And yep. them the black and red ones. What you saying?
He's from the
same. I don't need, man, I need those. Damn.
He's from the Fuego. Same. You know, it's funny. He's from the same place that Mickey Bay and Tevin Farmer are fighting. Accra, Ghana. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But how long he been here? This is a Lou DiBella fighter, too. Don't sleep.
One fight.
Don't sleep. No, 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 no. Look at that. Yo, that's like a turn crunch wheel and shit.
What are you talking about? How long has he been here?
In the country.
I mean, I don't know, but...
Yo, he put, I hope my queen,
he's,
right?
He's only,
so funny.
He's only fought once outside
of
Ghana.
Oh, let me get that back. Let me get that back. Here goes some pad work. What you saying? Oh, what you saying? Papa? Oh, what you think? Enough power? Slow enough? Fast enough? What you think?
Maybe. You got to keep his...
That's a decent gym. I wonder where that's at.
I think that's a...
It's not out here. Don't tell me that's out here.
No, that's Sweat, isn't it?
Oh, he's with Centennial?
I think that's what it says on the bag back there, right? Isn't
it? It is say Sweat. It do say Sweat. Yeah. Good eye. Good catch. Good catch. Bam. So damn.
Dude, I knew you.
So this is George.
Glasses, so I didn't want to let you down. I wanted
shout
to
out to that man. I hate
glasses.
That I left my glasses. Yo, George. This is George Trainer. Then so he's training with George Trainer. Or he's just using a gym. That would be interesting. Let's go to that Twitter then. No, I'm gonna go to that Instagram. I'm gonna go to that Instagram and snoop around. Snoop around. Snoop. Yo, so it's a catch weight, though. You don't find that weird?
Not surprised.
You saying Ryan needed it. You're not, because Ryan needed it.
I saw the interview where he was being asked about that. I think he did it with Michelle Joy Phelps, so shout out to her. But he was basically saying how comeback fight, you know, there's nothing on
yep,
the line.
Yep, you ain't lying. That's his trainer.
Yeah, so.
Uh-oh. He already got one upset with George Kambosos.
Yeah, he did. Look, man, I don't know, but this guy beat Mason Menard by majority decision.
What? Everybody can't any knockout puncher. Don't forget we got Emmanuel Stanonius at 4:30 on Zoom.
Oh, we had him tomorrow morning.
No.
At 6:30. Who's tomorrow at 6:30?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We got somebody at 6:30 in the morning.
That's... Oh, yeah, baby. You know what this is?
Plates?
I love getting packages to the studio. Packages.
Did you do custom plates for the vet?
Packages.
CBV plates?
Packages.
Uh-oh. Another unboxing. Uh-oh.
I said, oh, yeah. Yeah!
Woo, that's fire! That's fire!
Let's go! My next CBD license plate just came. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire, champ.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So let me send this information to my man's Austin. Yo, there's a fighter. We're going to start calling him Kid Austin. Ain't that kid's name?
Austin Schofield.
Yeah. No, not Austin. It's Floyd Schofield.
Floyd Schofield.
Floyd Schofield, Kid Austin? Yeah. Or is that wrong? Maybe we're wrong.
I don't know. We're thinking of the same kid.
You would definitely got the same kid, but maybe we're ruining his nickname. So, yeah. Oh, yo, check it out, Ryan. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's that. You don't. That's that. He don't get it because that's entourage. You're too young and shit. Like, oh shit! My Red Bull didn't spill because it wasn't open. Yo, so we got to guess that right now. Is there a Zoom guy there? No. It's the same link. You don't got to send it. That's a check, man. All you got to do is see if he's in there waiting. Are you in there? I guess he's in there because the other producer's harassing me here. Let me double check. So, you want to talk about this rumor while we wait for Stanonius, that they're talking out here in these industry streets?
As far as what?
That your man, Devin Haney, took 20%. Where'd they get this from?
Man, I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, all right.
Until I see something that, to this day, Dave Chappelle.
Shout out to, we got Gabriel Flores and his father, what, next Friday? Next Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ryan doesn't hear us.
Yeah, no, Ryan's just in his own world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's focused on the important show that just finished up next door.
Oh, he's producing that one there, too?
Yo.
Oh, that's
socials.
He's got you blocked over here.
Yeah.
I'm producing this show trying to get socials for your guest.
We already did that.
No, it didn't come through.
I sent it to him.
No, it just came in as a login to Instagram link.
One of you guys don't have Instagram or something.
You gotta.
You're right. One of us doesn't have Instagram, so everyone's phone didn't get it.
I got it.
I got it.
It worked for me.
It's me too. I'm gonna.
I have Instagram. Like I get it normally when you guys send it.
I don't know, buddies. Try it there. What does it say? It's spinning. It's your internet, man. That's what I think. But anyway, Matt Bett is calling into Discord. I don't know. I don't want to hit join call because you got to do that, right? You see it? You don't see it? Oh, that's so strange. I see it right here on the app. It says
I think he's calling you personally.
Ah.
So he's got to join the TBV.
He's got to join the TBV. All right. Yeah, so I don't know about Stanonius, Brandon. No one is in the Zoom link, so we're going to proceed to talk about our good friend Ryan Garcia and the shot that Togo has. You never watched him fight then?
I've never seen him fight. Looking at his resume, the only name that sticks out to me is Mason Menard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking and looking and looking. And, I do not.
You want to make a new Zoom link? He's saying that it's not allowing him in.
Yeah, not familiar with anybody that he has fought other than Mason Menard, which was his last fight. Surprisingly, though, Ness, his layoff is longer than Ryan's.
Wow.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's been hard to get fights, you know. It's been hard to get fights.
So, we're looking at maybe about a 17-month layoff to go.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, so.
That's a lot. But remember that Cambosos had what, 11, 12? Same as Tio or more?
You know? I don't know if it was this long, though.
I mean, all I'm saying is the same camp, same mindset.
That's true.
You know?
But at least with Tio and George, their fight just kept getting pushed back. So it's like you're still in the gym, you're still training, you're still doing what you're supposed to be doing. With them, it's like, okay, cool, this fight was announced a month and a half, 2 months ago. Now what? So how long, you know, have they been training? How long – what were they both doing during all that inactivity? So just questions, that's all. Questions more than anything.
So do you think it's a thing that maybe Togo needed a 139 catchweight? Because he's been out and you know, they got him at the right time. Like,
I mean, they've both been out nearly just as long. Togo's been out a month longer. Like, it's not too much of a difference. It's a month. So,
yeah, but he's to go and not Ryan. Looks like we got Stanonius on. What's up? You got to unmute Imantis. He's smiling because I butchered his name right there. you can hear us, but we still can't hear you. So whenever you can unmute, It's gonna. There we go. I heard something.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. So, where are you at? You in Cali or you're in your country? Where are you?
Yeah, now I'm in California.
Oh, in California. Okay. When did you arrive?
Like 5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. You've been here for a minute.
Yeah.
So how's camp?
Everything is good. I usually just start my camp in Lithuania, you know, strength and conditioning and other things. And then I come to California for a sparring.
All right. So are you excited for April 16th?
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait.
That is a good fight, man. I didn't think you were going to end up with Butaev. I actually thought you would end up maybe with Clayton. But he's a tough. Did you watch the Jamal James fight? Oh,
yeah, good. Yeah, I know him. I know him. And I'm supposed to fight Ugas, first of all, you know, but WBA made this tournament, you know. And if I would beat, you know, Ugas, we would fight with Butaev. So it's the same, just we get bigger opportunity, you know, to fight for later on winner of Spence and Ugas.
But did you watch the Butaev fight versus Jamal James?
Yeah, for sure I watched. I watched the performance.
What do you think of Butaev and his performance?
I thought he will do everything like before the fight. You know, I knew he's going to stop Jamal James. And nothing surprised me. I know he's a good fighter, you know. So,
do you consider him a rough fighter?
Yeah, you can consider him.
Would you consider him a bit of
a dirty fighter?
Dirty fighter.
At some point, yeah, some things he do.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you prepared for that? Because I felt like he was, you know, overusing heads, forearms. I mean, he was there to do whatever he had to do to get the win.
Yeah, so I'm going to be the one who's going to do everything to victory, you know.
Absolutely. That's what I want to hear. So my co-host, Danny.
Hey, how's it going? Just really quick, how excited are you pay-per-view? Well, it'll be Showtime opening up to the pay-per-view, you know, to be able to put on a performance. They're expecting over 50,000 people. Just curious to know how excited you are to, you know, showcase in front of the world.
It's going to be a huge event, you know. I never fought on that kind of event, but I fought in that arena once. You know, it's a very huge arena. And it excites me, yeah, for sure. And that kind of a fight I was dreaming of, you know. So I got the opportunity.
No, you fought at the Ford Center, right? The Ford Center. This is a different venue. You were on Errol Spence undercard, right? When he fought Orozco.
Yes. Orozco, yes.
No, this is the big stadium. That was at the small stadium. This is at the big one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's different. Okay. Same city, same team, but yes, it's different. But they're expecting 50,000. What is it that you think you have to control from the beginning in order to have success late into the fight?
Everything. I think everything. You know, I know he's going to be tough and I don't know if he's coming forward, you know, because I'm coming forward. So if he's coming forward, so we will meet in the middle of the ring, you know, and it's going to be an explosion. So it's going to be a good night for the fans.
Definitely going to be a good
night
for the fans.
That sounds like it's going to be a good night.
Yep.
And his fight is on the free portion,
yes,
as well.
On the Showtime portion.
That's good.
Yes. Opening up for... go ahead.
I was going to ask you, Stanonius, how do you feel about that, about... you're opening up for the pay-per-view versus being on the pay-per-view. How do you view that?
I think it's much better, you know, because people can see us, you know, more people can see us because it's going to be on free TV. So it's good. And I think Showtime is doing a good thing about this.
Absolutely. I agree with you, man. You got more of an opportunity, obviously, by being on the, you know, free portion of the build-up to the pay-per-view to have more eyeballs on you. So Who'd you been getting some sparring with, man? Who's preparing you for this rough Russian? This guy's rough, man. I think he's rough. I know Jamal James, and, man, he was just nonstop on Jamal James.
Yeah, I know. I had, like, six partners. I switch it up, you know, all the time. I'll be the main one who's in the ring, you know, and they switch, like, 4 rounds with one guy, 4 rounds with a fresh guy, 4 rounds with another guy, you know. So to keep me focused, you know, and keep me in shape, you know, and be ready for everything. So there is a bunch of guys. I don't want to mention, you know, it's part of the game plan. So there's good guys.
Are you still working with Mike Rodriguez, the cut man?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, you might need him because you know this guy's rough and tough. Yeah, you might end up with some cuts, so something happens there. I don't know. So who's your trainer? I'm sorry that I do not remember.
Marvin Samodia is my
trainer. Oh, Marvin. That's right. Out of the Freddie Roach gym. Okay.
Taps, how hard is it or how easy is it for you to adjust coming over from Lithuania, you know, and getting adjusted here? Obviously different climate, different time zone. You know, talk to us about that. What is that like for you to be able to adjust to that?
Now it's not my first time, you know, so, but in the beginning when I came here, yeah, there was sparring, the styles, you know, everything was a little bit different than European. So I had to adjust, you know, and do whatever it takes to learn some clinch, you know, some shoulder rolls, things, you know, how to fight that kind of opponents. But other than that, the climate and, you know, the weather, the time, I know how to adapt fast now, and it's nothing new to me.
Speaking of adapting, obviously fights at this level, you have to do some adapting. What is it that you think Butaev does the best inside of the ring?
He likes to come forward, you know, to fight inside, you know, but I haven't seen the fight with somebody who's coming inside also, you know, and meeting him in the middle, you know, or countering, you know, and I think my defense is better, you know. I'm a little bit faster, you know, than him. So that I think that's my advantage, you know.
Okay. Absolutely. We got some questions from the people. James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas says, in your opinion, is Keith Thurman able to compete on the top welterweight level at this point of his career?
I think everybody can compete, you know, who was champion and who trains hard and gives all his heart, you know, into training and into the fight. If you are focused, yes, you can, you know, and if you have a talent, Keith has it, you know, everything. Just need to maintain and be active, you know. Activity is the most important thing in boxing. You can be, like, you can have layoffs for 1 year or get weight where it's like you need to drop it like 40, 50 pounds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be active.
I got Brandon in Houston. It says, thanks for coming on again, Emantis. How do you help me pronounce this one more time? I'm sorry, brother. He put your first name purposely, so I ruined it.
Emantis.
All right.
Hey, no. Did he say it right, Emantis?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. During the process of taking step aside, did you ever talk to Errol Spence directly at any point?
No, it was like, you know, it's not like people don't know what's going on behind the closed doors, you know. So it was like, for me, it was like bigger opportunity, you know. If I win this fight, I can fight the winner, you know. It's going to be a huge fight, you know. It's my dream, you know, to become a champion, and then if I can, you know, fight for 3 belts.
Now, do you believe that you'll get an opportunity at those 3 belts? You don't think they're going to try to make the winner of that fight versus Crawford and again say, hey, come on, man, let us do undisputed. Only 7 guys or 6 guys done it. Here's a check. Get on our undercard.
It's possibility, of course. I'm also a sports like sport fan, you know. I want to see the biggest fights, you know, and what's available, you know. So I want to watch the fight, you know, that's for sure. But I want to be in the mix with these guys also.
Just remember, the last time you was on here, I told you that there might be a possibility they offer you step aside, and you said, well, I don't know. I got to talk to my team. Here we are. You took that step aside. They might offer you that again, but this time it's going to be more because undisputed, they got to offer you more not to mess up those plans. But I got Young Tigre that says, what did you take from the let's see if you notice. He said, what did you take from the slap scene around the world? Chris Rock, Triple G-like chin, or Will Smith, Blair Cobbs, like no power? Okay, so basically, did you see what Will Smith did?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so he wants to know if you think Chris Rock has a good chin, or is it that Will Smith is like Blair the Flair? He's more woo and show than he is actual welterweight.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think he has a good chin, you know.
There you go, good chin.
A good chin.
So what would you do in a situation like that? What did you think? First of all, don't answer that. What did you think of Chris Rock's reaction? How he handled it?
He handled it like a professional, you know. I wouldn't do that. I can't do
that. You're a fighter. You can't do that, right?
Possible, but he handled everything like professional, you know.
Yeah. Shout out to Chris Rock,
yeah,
man. So one last thing, right? So what they're saying is that Will Smith would have never done that if that was The Rock. You're familiar with The Rock, right?
Yeah. Sure.
What do you think?
I think the same.
Who do you think wins in a fight between Will Smith and The Rock? A boxing match.
Boxing match.
A boxing match. Not a street fight, but a boxing match.
And I got to cheat here. You do know that Will Smith played Muhammad Ali, right, in the movie, right? You seen it? No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I love that you watched it. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's clowning me. He's clowning me, this guy. He's terrible. So
was going to win, you know, because it's powerful, you know, but later on, maybe Will Smith will take it over. I don't know.
You think the muscles get The Rock tired?
That's for sure.
Mm.
So Will would be the favorite? You can't pick a winner, but who's the favorite?
50-50.
What?
There you go.
Man, did you see Will's footwork in Muhammad Ali? He could stay away from
it's a movie.
Rock.
It's a movie. Tell him. It's acting.
Tell him you don't play boxing. Will learns how to box.
He don't play boxing. Yeah, he learned for a movie 20 years ago.
This guy, he's mad that I'm picking Will. I'm Will.
I'm picking The Rock. Whatever.
Anyway, who are you picking, Earl or Ugas?
Earl.
Ooh. Why?
Yeah. Why are you picking Ugas?
No, I'm picking Earl.
He's
but
asking you why.
I
want
to pick your brain. You're the boxer. You're the professor.
You're the welterweight.
Right, you're the welterweight.
I think he's, you know, he has a lot of experience, you know, and he's younger, fresher, and he has something to prove, you know, because the next fight, like we spoke, it's going to be Crawford, you know. So he has something to prove, you know. He wasn't active for a long time, so I think he has a big chip on his shoulders. So, and he's a better fighter, in my opinion. You know, Ugas is a good fighter also, you know. I never say bad about the fighters. But if you come, like, with a match like this, I think Spence will win.
Togo versus Garcia. Ryan Garcia versus Emmanuel Togo.
Yeah, Ryan Garcia, of course, he will win in this fight. He is favorite for sure.
Devin Haney, George Kambosos.
In Australia.
Four undisputed.
All the belts.
I see Devin Haney. He's pretty special. I saw him sparring, you know, and training. He's like, if as a fan, I can't watch that kind of boxing, you know, but he's very good.
Oh! What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean? Explain.
Yeah, no, because, like, you know, I like to, my style is, you know, to bang and, you know, to see exciting fight. And he's...
So you was not impressed with his sparring?
No, I was impressed with his sparring and training, you know, but when he comes to the fight, it seems like he don't want to hurt the guys. So I don't know. It seems like that.
So you didn't spar with him?
No, I never sparred him.
Did he know who you were?
No, it was like 2017. I had only maybe one fight.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, did you watch him shadowbox?
Yeah.
Did he shadowbox very intensely?
Yeah.
Like if it was a fight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how you shadowbox?
I shadowbox like this, yeah.
Like it's a fight?
Yeah, like it's a fight. I never do like easy. Maybe if it's my rest day, but I shadowbox intensely.
Honestly, he's the first person I've seen do that. I've been going to gyms for a while, but I'll be honest, I haven't been to see a lot of 35 and under, you know, which is maybe that's why. But I was at his gym yesterday. I'm like, what the hell? He shadow boxes like it's a fight. I mean, sweat falling off, I'm full throttle. I'm like, wow, okay. I really, honestly, I've never seen that. I see people take it easy. They loosen up, you know. They might give you a little bit and then, you know, do some footwork.
Right.
It's never like a fight, bro. I never seen that. So credit to you if you do that.
I think he's an underrated fighter, you know, because people don't give credit to him, you know, because he's a really good fighter. I saw him train, I saw him spar, and I saw his few fights, you know, so he's really good.
Absolutely. So Castaño versus Jermell Charlo.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this fight. It's going to be a good fight.
You going Castaño because he's more your style, right? He fights like you?
Yes, but I like
Charlo. Because he was tank too. Nice. Have you ever sparred Sean Porter?
No, never.
Oh, man, you missed that, huh?
Yeah, I sparred only Cotto, Ramirez, Lara from the names.
Miguel Cotto? Oh, yeah, because you're in the wild card. Yes, yes, that would make sense. That would make sense. So Gabe Rosado always is too big for you.
I never sparred him, yeah. I don't know.
You were going to say?
Yeah, no, just one of your thoughts. There's a lot of talk in the welterweight division, obviously a lot of big names, and a lot of fighters like yourself looking to be the next guy. What are your thoughts on Jaron Boots Ennis? He's one of the fighters that gets brought up and mentioned a lot, spoken about in a very high regard. Just your thoughts on Jaron Ennis.
I like your choice of words. They are making him or he is? What do you think? They're pushing him or you think he's going to be?
Well,
oh, yeah? Tell me more. What happened? Who's your manager? Oh,
Shelly Finkel
dropped a bomb. I thought Shelly was done with boxing. Have you been with him from the beginning?
Shelly Finkel.
He must see something special in you because, I mean, you're the only non-heavyweight, right? Really? Oh. I might have to call old Shelly. I thought he was done.
Okay.
He's back, huh? All right. Well, Mr. Imantus. Okay. I want to thank you for coming on. Anytime you're in Las Vegas, I need you to stop by this studio. Stay in touch with Brandon, man. We would love to get you here inside the studio for an in-studio interview. We wish you the best of luck. He's definitely going to be in Texas, I'm sure, right?
Yes. See? Yes, I'll be in Texas for the fight, April 16th.
So we'll see you there. And please give out your social media for anybody that isn't following can do so. And we look forward to April 16th to watching you do your thing. That's a very interesting. What's the betting lines? Can you check before it goes?
But, yes.
But you can give out your social media. Thank you. All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Amantus Stenonius, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We will. All right. We will get you guys those betting lines. I want to know what he is. It's probably super tight. I wonder who's the favorite.
Give me a sec. I'll get that.
Probably Butaev the favorite, bro. He's so aggressive. I wonder what Stenonius is going to do. You hear him. He wants that that dog fight. He likes those wars, man. So
right.
I don't know. It's gonna be who hits who harder, I guess.
Oh wow, they got Lubin the underdog.
Whoa.
On William Hill, they got Lubin the underdog.
You know why?
Go put some money on that.
Joel Valderrama says,
wow,
found this pod in 2022. I'm going to need a hat, please. Prayers emoji and fist emoji. Shout out to you, Joel. Thank you for finding us.
Let's see.
Who's next? Let's see what else we got over here on the topics. So, we got 4 minutes. Let's see.
That's another thing I'm working on.
We got 4 minutes until the big announcement for Lou DiBella and Top Rank.
And Devin Haney.
So I'm on their YouTube channel, and I do not see any sort of scheduled. Let me go to their home. Okay, special announcement, press conference. Here's the link. It's there. How many people waiting in the chat? No, I don't want it up. Not just yet. They're not going to start it directly in these next 2 minutes and 34 seconds, I'm sure.
Yo, Ness, really quick, any super chats?
Cash apps? Let's check. I got through the cash apps, I believe, but I'll double check those yet again.
So I'm not finding any sports books with odds on Stanononi. Oh, yep, with odds on Stanononius, but... I did find one with our odds for Devin Haney and George Kambosos. If you had to take a guess, what do you think?
Last time we checked, Haney was a -240 and Kambosos was a +190.
Beautiful. It just keeps dropping. More money. More money's coming in on George.
What is it now?
Devin's a -175.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's dropping a lot.
Which is good for us.
Yeah, no, it's better. The longer we wait, the better time to put money on. You get more money for it because, you know, before every 240 was 100, so no bueno. But if you're going to go ahead and put some money on Devin Haney right now at a -190, is that?
For Haney, I just scrolled past it. Give me one sec. Haney, -175.
-175. Wow. Wow. So for every $175 you put down, you get 100.
100 back.
100 cleany.
And, of course, that is just money line.
That is just money line.
We probably won't see prop bets till fight week.
I don't know that if I do a prop bet, I'm doing a small prop bet. But my bigger money is going to go money line. Got to be safe, bro.
Because
he might end up stopping, and then you're like, damn, I ain't put the stoppage. I thought he was going to get the decision.
That's fair.
And you blow it. Fair. And then it's like, damn, he won, and you didn't win because you was trying to be specific. I'm like, I don't know about all that. But we got about 1 minute before we check if the press conference is actually going to start live. We did use that as one of our topics because who wants to miss it? It's an undisputed fight.
Are you still as excited, although it's virtual?
The press conference?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so because I understand. One guy's in Australia, right? One guy's in Australia. The other one's here in the West Coast. So it's like, you know, what could they do, really?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said.
Because you know, Kambosos wasn't going to fly over here for press conference.
16-hour flight.
But I'll be honest, I would like them. Why is it only Floyd? Like, why couldn't they do a three-city tour?
I've always wondered that myself. I think those fights have really stood out. Always done good numbers. Last time we saw was for
that is me.
Floyd Connor.
Press conference started. So they're on time.
Floyd Connor was the last time we saw a multiple city press tour. So what are we doing here? Marvel Stadium.
Wow, it's in Melbourne.
Yes, they are in Melbourne.
This is remote.
So Devin Haney in Los Angeles.
Let me check my email.
Both men had to travel though.
Because I think we could actually. I think they sent me an embed link, right? Let me double check.
while you check that. So the fight, given that it, given that Melbourne is 17 hours ahead of the
U.S. You can take it down till some interesting stuff happens.
Given that it's 17 hours ahead of the U.S. next, it'll be more than likely like an early midday afternoon.
Actually, you could go up for just a quick so they can see. I do like that, though. This is nice. The little the step and repeat. All right, we're good.
So, you know, it'll be daytime in Melbourne, and it'll be nighttime, prime time here in the U.S. when the fight takes place. We spoke to Devin, asked him yesterday if any extra concern, given that it'll be earlier than usual, having to get up earlier, having to, you know, be at the arena a lot earlier than what he's used to get ready for the fight. He says no concern on his end, Ness.
Yeah, he said that, you know, it's all about getting motivated for that moment, you know, like getting hyped up. So, you know, once he said once he turns on, he's on. So, you know, time difference isn't going to matter. Plus, you got to remember, he trains. You know better than anybody. He trains at 2 and 3 o'clock. So it's not going to be any difference for him.
Yeah, but that's time here. He's not going to fight at that time.
He will fight at 2, 3 o'clock their time.
Their time, which is not 2, 3 o'clock here.
But when he acclimates, it will be. That's the point. Like, so if you always work out in the afternoon and you come to the East Coast, when you acclimate, you're going to work out in the afternoon.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So for him, fighting at that time is his workout time. It's what his body's used to is all I'm saying. Like, however many hours from when he wakes up till that two.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. So I don't see that being an issue. But let me double check
we
here.
We should
be going.
Able to show this, right?
You know the email doesn't have an embed link, so you know we'll just pop in because right now they're showing a bunch of nothing. Like I don't even know who this is. They don't have her name there, but she might be like the mayor or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's part of the Victorian government.
Exactly.
Because we were obviously.
But it's a beautiful backdrop.
Yes, it is. Indeed it is.
So the backdrop gave away the special announcement. We know what's going on now.
Yeah, no. It is interesting though, right?
What?
Because they were selling it like it was something that
no one knew?
Yeah, like no one knew.
I mean, you know Bob and your man's Coppinger, they don't really get along. So maybe Bob was like, I don't care that Coppinger broke it. You know?
I got you. Devin Haney, George Camboso.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, that's what we're actually doing. We're literally watching the press conference. We kind of made it part of our live show since it's going live right now.
Are you surprised that they're doing it from the stadium?
They're building it up out there. That's how you build it up, you know. You go live from the stadium. Tank did that. He had his press conference in the State Farm and then fought in the State Farm with Barrios.
That's an arena, though. The stadium.
I mean, stadium, what's the difference? You tell me. I don't do those sports.
I mean, about three times the capacity.
Oh, really?
Four times the capacity.
Okay, now we're talking.
Depending on the venue, right? So, I don't know. To me, I just feel like you gotta be doing something right or have the right dance partner to have a stadium fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, he pulled it off. He said he was a draw over there. He said he'd pull in, what, 70, 80?
He says 70-80. The stadium is the word is built for about 54.
Really?
And some change. So, you know, let's see. Let's see. Yep, thanks, Ryan.
You know, well, let's get to some of these news and notes because right now all I see
is a guy we've
are announcers that we've never seen before that aren't telling much of nothing. But did you watch the All Access Spence versus Ugas episode 1 teaser?
No.
The actual episode is going to air Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, Pacific. They didn't even give us a Pacific time, but I guess that means 6 o'clock for us.
Yeah, 6:30. I never watched trailers, champ.
Mm.
Never.
You don't want it to ruin it for you?
with anything, TV shows, movies, doesn't matter. I don't watch trailers.
Mm.
I did see you, was it you or was it Enrique? Somebody in the chat sent it, made a comment about it, whatever the case was. So, yeah, no. Haven't checked it out, but I will check it out Saturday night.
Yeah, man, maybe live watch. Since I think we'll probably be in here, right? What time does the fight start? There's no fights, right? Savannah Marshall?
Yeah, but...
Oh, we got this week. So you want to take it off? You want it off?
No.
Your friend flew in. You need to be off?
No, I don't need to be off for shit.
Need to be off?
I'm here right now.
Damn. Yo, imagine all of Saturday and Sunday, you don't come back till 4? Look at him. He like, yeah. Hey, listen, champ, I'm all good with that.
I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back slimmed out. I'm gonna come on the show Sunday afternoon, drain champ. They gonna be like, damn, that's the ring walk of old.
Do your thing,
you know
champ.
What I'm saying? They gonna be like, what do they say? It looks like this ring walk ate the old ring walk. They gonna be like, ring walk spit the old one back out. He back to normal. So yeah, no, champ. You know we could work. There's nobody that works harder than you, but me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're saying, no, let's go home, let's go eat. Nah, champ, let's go to the gym. Let's go build this rapport and build these relationships, you know?
Yeah. Yo, so let me read some facts that just got sent to me.
Super chat.
That's more important. Let me get to that super chat. We got meeting Flaco. Right? We're just going to go with Flaco. How about boots? You have great English, by the way. Oh, man, champ. Your questions got to be on Patreon if you want us to actually ask them. That's the only way we're going to see it. Jay Rhodes says, Cap, fire, podcast. No, Cap emoji. Oh, the caps are fire.
Thank you.
Boxing voice podcast, I guess, because it's a microphone and a glove.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the logo, right?
That's the logo. Big Matthews in the UK says, go to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $100. $200. Who's he sending to jail?
I think it was for the first thing you guys were talking about.
Ah.
Yeah.
Tank Davis. KD, nope. Yep, because we already said Joel's. KDDR7989 says, salute TBV fam. Caps are official. Fire.
Thank
Hoping
you.
To get one with the EJ versus Ugas coming. What's your thoughts on Crawford, PBC deal, and rumors, and Bally Sports stuff? Yeah, we talked about the Bally Sports. I don't believe it. It's nothing. Nothing's come from it. No major websites has taken it. Only Bad Left Hook reported on it. And even they wrote an article on it like, you know, the dude kind of retracted all this craziness. I'm being told to go to the press conference. Looks like we got Lou DeBell and Bob Arum split screen here. Let's see what they're talking about. Let me adjust this here.
There that he doesn't have, and Devin Haney has it. We negotiated to make the biggest event possible for the people of Australia. George was insistent on defending his belts at home, and he really wanted to defend them in Melbourne. And it's one of the reasons I'm so grateful to the Victorian government and to the people of Melbourne and to the Melbourne government for bringing this huge event to Marvel Stadium. And Marvel Stadium's a marvel, one of the great stadiums.
They got to give Bob a little bit more sun.
I'm the biggest event we could.
Yeah, you think
and
he's
actually,
high?
We had a deal.
He's definitely on a shitload of edibles. Look at his face.
He's just gazing off.
You know he on a on hella edibles right now.
The deal. Ukraine got invaded. Lomachenko is now fighting a bigger fight with his people. He's back in the Ukraine battling for freedom. And we had to then change course. And the biggest possible fight was this young, great fighter, this young kid with a lot of talent, Devin Haney, who had that one other belt. This is the final undisputed championship. This is the final unification at lightweight. And the winner of this fight will be the king of the lightweights. And while Devin Haney had fought a bunch of fights of his, were on another network, DAZN, I was able to speak to the guy over here, who we go way back since my first days in boxing, the legend Bob Arum, and they were interested in purchasing this fight for ESPN in the United States and Canada. And we were able to put together a deal with the help of our partners, TEG and Duco. Thank you for your help. We never would have gotten to this this place without you. Foxtel Main Event really, really wanted this event on pay-per-view in Australia. Great partnership with...
Yo, you think you're talking about Duco Events that deals with Joseph Parker?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right?
It's fight
local
possible.
Local out there.
Hmm.
We're doing, and we're fighting Devin Haney, and it's going to be a sensational spectacle, one of the biggest fights in years.
And Lou, you can understand it, maybe for him.
Well, I mean, they're not really saying much that we don't know already.
I mean, it's going to be on pay-per-view.
On ESPN?
In Australia.
Who cares? I mean, I don't even care if it's ESPN over here because I'm not going to be here, hopefully.
We're going to be there.
Hopefully. Hope. Let's see here. Do we got any other Super Chats we left behind? Until they go back to at least George or Lou, you know, right now they got my man who runs the Victorian government.
Yeah, no, I want to hear the Bob father.
Bob got, he's in another world right now. I want someone with Bob guy. I got Chuck Supremacy with the Super Chat. He says, yo, Danny, I'll be at the EJ fight. Bring an extra hat so I can buy it. No hats are for sale. These are going out. First 75 go out to our patron and member, you know, loyal listeners that are raising their hand, obviously. And then we move on from there to, you know, new listeners and things like that. You are paying the shipping, though, not I. Not I, but, you know, Ryan will probably be the one mailing them and shit. Let's see. What do we got on this press conference? Okay, we're back to Lou. Let me get some Lou.
Best-known fighters in the world of boxing. And a hero, a homecoming hero in Australia, and also a hero in Greece. You know, his Greek heritage is very important to him. That's one of the reasons why we're so thrilled to be in Melbourne, a community, a city that has such an active and vibrant Greek population. And the Spartan warrior is going to get an opportunity to perform in front of both his Australian countrymen and his people of Greek ancestry.
Thanks very much, mate. Now, Bob Arum, as you said, a legend of boxing and...
No, they begging Bob to say something. He probably going to say, look, his eyes closed. Oh, my God. You showing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that brownie.
Right.
That's pretty nice, though. I like the way they put the screen on the press conference backdrop, which is digital. Now we found that it's digital. I thought that was a step and repeat.
Yo, I'm watching the press conference on Top Rank's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
There is more Devin Haney support comments in the chat than...
Well, let's see it. Devin Haney, the pride of... Whoa.
Yeah. Well, before that, there was a lot of... before that nonsense of a comment, there was a lot of Devin Haney support comments.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Bob's talking.
That's why they do the fights, because in the fights, these two men who fight each other prove who is the better fighter. And on that night, there's no question in my mind that George Kambosos won that fight and won the lightweight titles that my fighter, Teofimo Lopez, possessed. George showed me
Tio ain't gonna like that. Not at all.
I thought he had, and now I think it's appropriate that we match George with a fighter who will give him a tremendous battle, and that's Devin Haney. Haney is a phenomenon. He's done extraordinarily well in his short career. He's one of the leading, if not the leading, lightweight in the world.
I love it. I love it. Now he with Bob. He's the leading lightweight.
Here in Melbourne on June 5th.
Look at Lou's
tell
little grin.
Everybody in Australia, how pleased I am and my company are to come back to Australia. We had a wonderful experience, although our fight at Manny Pacquiao didn't, but we had a wonderful experience in Brisbane and Queensland when we did that fight a number of years ago. And now to go back to Melbourne and give Melbourne the opportunity to host what may even be a bigger fight is something.
Wow. He calling this bigger than Pacquiao Horn. Okay, Devin and Cambosis.
And I can't wait to see everyone. We have been using in the United States during the pandemic some Australian fighters like the Maloney brothers, and we hope to have them on the card. And it's going to be a tremendous night of boxing and a real tribute to the sport.
Good on you, Bob. And as you said, we're going to have a magnificent undercard on.
Wow, so there you go. You were asking, you thought it was strange that the Maloneys and yada, yada, and boom. You know, they're putting them on the card, bro.
That's the plan. You know, they do fight next weekend
on
Michaela Mayer's card out there in California. So that is the plan, which is, you know, that's only a 2-month turnaround. That ain't bad, right? For the Maloneys, take that 2-month turnaround, right?
Mm-hmm. 2 months ain't bad.
To fight at home?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope it will.
I know how much, Bob, you love to have the title holders in your team. Tell us a little bit about Devin Haney and what a threat he's going to be.
Well, he's
damn, Lou breathing heavy as hell.
In a little while, he's here in the studio. He's a fine young man. He's well-trained. He has great upbringing. His father has really raised a lovely young man, and he's learned the sport of boxing, and he's, as we say, he's a tough out for anybody that fights him. So you're going to see the best of American boxing when you watch Devin Haney.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Lou. Congratulations.
The best of American boxing.
It's going to be spectacular.
Gotta love it.
It's funny because I don't know if it was LV Slugger, but one of our callers called in yesterday and they said they liked that he got with Bob because Bob can make him like the American dream now. You know, especially after that Top Rank, that Fight Hype interview, shout out Ron Goodall, you know, they're embracing him, you know. They respect his decision to take the short money. So, you know, and you hear Bob, the best of American boxing, you know.
Absolutely.
A good upbringing. He's going to make him the wholesome, you know, the million-dollar smile, and he legit, now his smile is probably worth $4 million.
Absolutely. They're getting to the fighters now, Ness.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, we're not going to screen share any of these fantastic highlights that belong to Top Rank, that they might just hit us with a copyright strike, even though my man Austin showed it anyway, but it was small enough. He caught it.
Yeah, you know. Austin loves the screen shares.
He does. No, he's trying to be proactive. He's trying to see, like, can he finish our sentence when it comes to the screen share, I think they want it right now, you know. So
it'll come.
Yeah, it'll, you know, it's all chemistry, man. And you know, he's starting to rock out with us now. He's taking over Trav's position, bougie man, bougie Trav. Uh oh,
they're showing a nice highlight video for those of you joining us on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice.
Looks like we got to get Mickey Bay's brother in the building. I think he heard the interview. He doesn't like what was said. He said, my fighter will fight anybody. My line is open. Real dog shit. And he put a picture of the Philippine that beat Darren Cunningham.
Oh, wow.
Should I tag Darren?
Should I repost and tag?
You should do it behind. You know how like you can move it to the side and then
world can't see that you tagged him.
So act like it was him who tagged him and I just screen shit. And then he heard the episode like, Danny, you were supposed to be my man. You was in my left titty. Scream, ride or die. Don't you die with me.
Nah, I'm just saying. You...
Now I'm going to be like, yo.
You don't know who
it's
for.
When you come in to the studio.
And you said that was Cortez?
Yep.
Shout out Cortez.
We got a super duper chat in a super duper chat because it's super duper chat. What's going on in the press conference? Nope. Same guy. What's up with that?
But real quick.
He's getting more airtime than the fighters. Real quick, what?
No, I was going to say they're getting to Devin Haney now.
All right. In the meantime, I got a blank super chat, $5 from CB3. Got another super chat, $5. Smart Money got Cambosos in a split. Haney only chance is a smart master class. Oh, no, excuse me. Haney's only chance is a master class or KO. Environment will play a factor with the cards. Annie, Ness, can I get a hat? Two cap emojis. Annie, are you a Patreon or a member? And if so, all you have to do is pay shipping, and then I'll pass your info. You guys got to give me your info. I need your address and your mailing address and a name, and then I pass that to my producer, Ryan, and he will drop it in the box. Maybe Sticky Paws even has drop. Y'all got pickup shipping here, right? You don't got to walk in nowhere. Oh, you think so? Drop the ball again. This guy's getting brought up in the
meeting. He's like, that's more of a Trav question.
Screen share, Mr. Confident. Cue in, Mr. Confident. So it looks like young Austin hasn't learned how to crop out all the garbage.
Looks like it.
I know. It was so nice when Trav did it, right? Clean. Wow, he's really coming out with all the belts like that.
Like literally from the tunnel of the stadium, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. No, he's walking them all out, bro. That's how you got to do it.
Wow, look at that.
And he's got.
Look,
and he's
that's,
got,
look that's where we're gonna be, champ.
And he's got the WBC with him there already.
But when they brought
we
up,
we can take this down. It must take a lot, right? So like, I don't know. That's heavy. And to keep him in that position. Oh, okay, he's passing him off to his pops. All right, we can go back. His pops going to sit him on a table for him. All the belts. He's going to be talking greasy right now. We got to hear this when he starts, though.
Of course.
You know he's going to talk greasy.
You know he is. You know he
Only
is.
1,500 people watching this on Top Rank's YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Right. But it's on ESPN Plus, so. But that's the app, right? ESPN Plus is the app.
Indeed it is.
That's no bueno. Oh, yeah, they're doing music right now. Yeah, you can take this down. We'll be back when Danny tells us he sees his freaking mouth at least moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it, champ. I feel it. George had a trial for this, too. Let's remind everybody, he is not from Melbourne. He is actually from Sydney.
One impressive...
So he
but there's one missing.
This, but
welcome, and tell me about your first thoughts at the moment, George, about coming here to Melbourne to defend all these titles, maybe get that last remaining one as well, here in front of 50,000 Greek Australians and Australian Greeks and the world watching you. Welcome.
It is good to be back home. 5 years I've been on the road. 5 years I've been doing it tough. Doubted by many. But I stayed focused. I kept that tunnel vision. And I knew one day I'd collect all of this. And I knew one day I'd step into this stadium and collect another belt. It's great to be back home. Great to be here at Marvel Stadium. I have to thank the Melbourne government, the minister, my promoter, Devel Entertainment, TEG, and the people of Australia. Not only Melbourne, but the people of Australia. Because, like I've said many times, these belts are not only mine. They're ours as a country. Greece as well, my heritage, they're ours. And when I step on this beautiful stadium, June 5th, these belts ain't going nowhere. They're staying here.
George, take us through that. The fight, I've never seen a boxer look so physically and mentally prepared to go into the ring. As we said, 13-1 against going in, the bookmakers, even Bob Barham, all that.
I mean, are we really going to watch all this?
You're saying it's a lot.
ring in a big time.
I mean,
superstar.
Not really. Where's Dev at? Like, why are they doing a split? Like, one interview, like, instead of introducing both and having Dev sit through the interview, right?
I never changed. I said all along.
Well, they haven't introduced Dev yet,
right? I will be world champion, especially on that night. But that's the thing of the past now. I'm never content. I'm always striving for more and more. That's why I chase the biggest names. There's only two names I ever asked for this stadium fight, return fight. I could afford anybody. Any person I could have picked. But what for? One of the best names. Lomachenko, Devin Haney. Unfortunately, Lomachenko's not available. Beautiful. Devin Haney, step up. Now we'll take your belt.
George, it is remarkable because generally when you go through all that build-up and you get these belts, you know, the tradition in boxing has been to maybe get some lesser credentialed fighters, build up a reputation.
See, what do you mean when you traditionally get all the belts? He ain't got all the belts. He need that last belt to get all the belts.
Well, he did say earlier that he is looking to get the last belt June
3rd. No, I know, but the announcer
said that he is looking to get.
So I don't know what he's doing there. I want the
best fights. I want the best warriors to keep showing the world who I am, what I'm about. Correct. I could have fought anybody, but could I do that on my homecoming fight, my return fight, this beautiful stadium, give you guys an easy fight? And you just leave home with a sour taste in your mouth? Never. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I said, I fight the best guys. I bring this fight back to Australia. And that I did.
And George, we've seen plenty of times over the years.
Boy, he definitely knows how to.
He's a very well-spoken individual.
Yeah, no, he knows how to play the role, too.
Yeah.
He's a perfect. He can work the mic. He can work the mic.
Absolutely.
Definitely doing his thing. If you're just joining us, we're watching the live announcement for George Kambosos, Devin Haney, Undisputed in Melbourne right now. We're live in Melbourne at the Marvel Stadium. They're interviewing Kambosos.
I'm ready to fight today. I've been putting the work. People ask me, when does Cam start? Cam started as soon as I beat Teofimo Lopez. As soon as I batted him and took all his belts, Cam started the next day. I was on the phone to Lou DiBella. And to my management, and to my team, who's next? Can we get these guys? Are they going to step up to the table after that performance I just showed the world? So I'm in great condition, ready to fight. I'll fight today if we have to. I'll take it old school. Let's do 15 rounds in this beautiful stadium. I can't wait for June 5th.
George, take us through the difference in maybe tactics against the two fighters that have had to fight in the last the last fight to win the title and this one to defend the title against Devin. Different type of fighter altogether. Have you started to work through the tactics, or are you just worrying at the moment about your physical condition?
Look, I've been a contender on the rise for a long time before I won these titles. So I've been looking at all these guys. I've got notes on all these guys. I know how to beat all these guys, and I will continue to beat all of them one by one, round by round, one by one. So, look, I'm not going to disrespect Devin Haney. He's a good boxer, but he ain't elite, and he will find that out the hard way. They call him the Dream, but now that it's signed, reality is going to kick in. Day by day, that reality is going to set in stone. And you're going to see it. This stadium, this fighter you got in front of you, this ain't no game.
George, thank you. Stay with us because now we are going to cross back to Los Angeles, California, United States, and meet Devin Haney and his father, Bill. As we mentioned there, and as George said, he is a super credentialed fighter. He is a world champion.
Oh. Shit. That Cuban definitely didn't care.
That was us.
As we mentioned there, and as George said, he is.
All right. Man, this is dragging.
Are you surprised that George, like, I'm not going to disrespect Devin. I'm going to, you know, he's a good boxer.
Yeah, because now that's it. The back and forth is over, and you know,
Devin's
you really
up.
Got to fight.
Devin's up.
You really got to fight now, so.
Think about this amazing battle.
They got Bill there. Bill put the suit and tie. I mean, just the suit.
I'm so gracious for this opportunity. This is a dream come true. I thank God for it every day. I prayed for this time to come, and now the fight is official now, and I can't wait. Thank you, God. Alhamdulillah. I'm so gracious, and I can't wait.
Bill, alongside your father and trainer, Bill,
You saw the fight where George became the champion of the world in Madison Square Garden, the home of boxing, if you like.
You have a smile on Bill.
What did you see?
You know
he
about to say
the opponent that your son...
Nah, he's going to be extra nice.
Yeah,
his lifelong dream.
Well, shout out to George Kambosos and the wonderful job he did with Teofimo Lopez. It's a true Cinderella story, no different than our story as well. This is the Super Bowl of the lightweight division, and we're happy to be a part of it. We're happy to have the dance partner and George Kambosos, a heck of a team, and Peter Kahn, you know, Lou DiBella. You know, everyone has done an excellent job at making this thing happen. So we're very much looking forward to it.
Bill, take us through it. Tell us about this boy sitting next to you, your son, but also your fighter. You've trained him, you've watched him, you've built him to this very moment coming up in the next 2 months. Give us an insight into this young man.
Oh, I mean, he's amazing. He's both both a great person outside the ring as well as being a great fighter inside the ring. And come June 5th, the world is going to get a chance to see. It's a lot of different dimensions to his game. He has an arsenal full of different things, a toolbox full of different things. And come June 5th, the world will get a chance to see how much he'll put on display.
So, Devin, can I ask you, your style of fighting, having seen George in action as well, tell us how you'll approach this fight, what you'll do over the next 2 months, the training regime, the sparring regime, to be able to become the undisputed world champion.
I think George is a great fighter, and I've been asking for the top fighters for a while now, and I finally have, you know, gotten one of them that's in their prime, that's coming off the biggest win of their career. So I'm happy about that. What I will do is go in there and handicap George of his the things that he does best. I will take away from him and make it an easy night.
Bill, thank you very much for joining us. If I can ask you, Devin, just to finish up from there before we open it to the world's media, tell me, what's your message to the people of America and here in Melbourne, Australia, and George's fans about what you're going to bring to Marvel Stadium in 2 months' time?
Oh, thank you to all the fans that's tuning in, all the fans in Australia, all the fans in the U.S., all the Georgia's fans, all of my fans. You know, without you guys, this fight wouldn't have been able to get made. So I want to say thank you guys for that. And tune in June 5th. It's going to be a hell of a fight, the biggest fight of the year by far, and it's for all the marbles. So, you know, it will be final. It will finally be a king of the lightweight division, and it will be me.
Devin and Bill, thank you. Stay with us for a second.
Well, pretty, not over, you know, but, I mean.
Cousin Dre?
Yeah, I mean, they need to let them talk.
The world's media today.
With each other.
Yeah, I respect that. But he says he will finish his fight as a king. What's a king to an emperor? I am the emperor. I've gone and done that, and now I will conquer even more. So... I respect her. He's a good kid.
Good kid.
Just know that we chose you. We looked for the biggest fights. Could afford anybody. There's a reason why. So June 5th, looking forward to it.
June 5th is going to be great. These two amazing...
He's talking like he ain't got a one-way rematch. He's talking like he ain't got a one-way rematch in his hometown. Like, he's talking so cocky. Like, Lomachenko was cocky with no rematch. You know what I'm saying? That's
absolutely
real. Absolutely. This is not, you can't act like you cocky when you got a rematch clause one way. Both of them in your hometown. Oh, wow, they're letting media ask questions. All right, let's see what's this about.
What gives you confidence that...
Australian media, huh?
Yeah.
Really hostile crowd. It's going to be...
Are you calling him? Devin? Who are you talking to?
With camp. Yeah. Will you change anything up with different time zones? I'm just interested in how you'll approach piecing together his camp for this fight.
Is this the Bill?
Yes.
First off, I want to start off by saying I'm not a kid, so you can stop calling me a kid. I'm a man, and I will show him that in the ring. Respect me as a man, and if he doesn't want to respect me as a man,
show me.
I'll gain the respect in the ring. And second of all, he could say that he chose me, but that's not the truth. He was forced into this fight. He did not want to fight me. And up until today, he did not want to sign the contract up until today. So he could say what he wanted to say. He did not choose me. He was forced into it.
You were chosen, boy.
And,
you were chosen.
Can you repeat the question for me again?
No, I wasn't
chosen.
You were chosen.
You were forced.
You didn't want this position. I'll take the same deal as Loma. Yeah. You're on a different broadcast.
And what did I do?
That's right.
Exactly. Because I knew I could beat you.
Show me June 5th.
I trusted my skills so much that I knew.
This is what we wanted.
I'd fight you anywhere. Wherever. I'd fight you in your backyard if I had to, because I know that I'm going to beat you. And you'll see June 5th.
I'll be waiting.
June 5th. There we go. It was going so nicely there.
Now that was a little bit. I need a little bit more. I want him to say you're going to have to beat me into not calling you a kid, you kid. You know what I'm saying? Bait him in. Come on, Georgie. Why this guy got the mic again?
This is a dream come true for me. What am I upset about?
Sound very angry. Sound very upset. I want to see that energy when you step in here in June 5th with me.
I fucking love it.
Answer for me.
Yeah, Bill, I just want to know that you can't.
You don't tell me what to do. I answer the question when I want to answer the question. If you tell me to answer the question, I'm not answering it.
Bill looks like a world champion. Look at his dress. He's dressed like me, sharp, in the suit. Devin forgot the suit. I don't know if he owns one. But this is fine.
I don't need to wear that. I want to wear these belts on June 5th. I'm sure how to wear the belts on June 5th.
Reality's kicking in. You ain't going to go near them. This is just a dream for you. Just enjoy it.
Bill, can we get you to answer the
come
question,
true.
Maybe? Bill, the question was...
Bill ain't answering
can we,
that.
Can we get a repeat on the question?
The second repeat. Yo, we've been asked Bill about the acclimation and the plans. He ain't giving it to y'all.
No, what you're going to do with your camp and the changes you're going to make, having to travel all the way down here, different time zones, the climatizing. I mean, what sort of challenge is this for you as a trainer to get all this right ahead of the fight?
Don't give him
well,
a plan,
actually,
Bill.
You know, shout out to the Victorian government and both. I have to say again, Peter Kahn, who's also, you know, offered us first class treatment to come over and train and get ready to give the people the fight that they're clamoring for, to make sure that these two gentlemen are well taken care of, and it's a fight that's going to be settled in the ring. I know that it's something that Cambosos made as the last option. I have a lot of respect for him and Jim, but Devin was the last option. And, you know, alhamdulillah, God doesn't make any mistakes. Now it's set forth to June 5th. Everything will be finalized and settled. You know, shout out to Bob Arum and Top Rank for providing this platform. And ESPN, it's going to be a heck of a fight. We plan to come out a month in advance to Australia. Hopefully we can get a chance to do some media and also put in the work that we want to need and get adjusted to the climate.
Next question.
Hi, this question is also for Bill. George really seemed to get into Lopez's head in the lead up to the fight at some of the pre-match press conferences. Is that something that you need to be mindful of in terms of you're keeping Devin's, I guess, mind on track?
No, I think that's just something that's George's personality. But when the two men meet in the ring, it's going to be settled. It's all about skills. Skills will pay the bills. Nothing that George can do or say can get Dev out of his character. Dev is ready for this fight. George spoke about the many miles, the 8,000 miles or the journey to come over. This has been a 15-year journey for Devin. So the amount of time that it's going to take to come over.
Yo, look at George's face. I wonder if that was a gunshot. You seen him, his eyeballs?
Anything that's going to do, it won't be anything
another
that's going to be, that's going to disrupt him. We graduated, we made our bones in Mexico, in small bars, onto the to this big stage. So nothing that is going to surprise us. Devin is going to be ready for everything. And we look for and we look forward to performing in front of Australian fans.
Thanks very much, Bill. Next question from the media.
Question for Devin Haney. Devin, last time George fought, he overcame one of the best pound-for-pound fighters on earth in Teofimo Lopez.
On the earth.
Pose more of a threat to George.
Baby Wilder.
Because styles make fights at the end of the day. He had a great night on that night, and he beat Teofimo, but I'm a different fighter than Teofimo, and I will show. Like I said, the best things that he does best, I will take away from him.
And the last question from our media.
One for you, George. Just wondering, mate, what it would mean to you to be the country's first ever undisputed world champion.
Look, I'm very excited, and I've worked extremely hard. I've gone back and forth from the U.S., all over the world I've been, to get to this. Now, these guys sit there and complain. They're making millions of dollars, and they complain about a trip all the way to down under. I've done that trip for free, lost money with my family and my kids in the cattle class with screaming babies to achieve this. So they're worried about a trip down under. So I'm very excited. I've achieved this, but again, I never get content. I never get content. I'm striving for more and more. And these guys are just another person in front of me. I will take them out, and I will move on to who's next.
Thank you, everybody. And Bill and Devin, can I say thank you so much for being part
of it. We signed up for it twice. Hey, we wanted it so bad, and we're looking forward to performing in front of the Australian people and the Greeks and on all your fans, not once but twice. So it ain't like that we did not look forward to this. We signed up for it not once but twice, and I don't know too many teams that would have signed up for it. That's how much we're looking to come down under, my brother.
You had no choice,
my brother.
Well, the great thing is the deal has
he
been
He said
done.
You had no choice. Yo, he's a good villain, though. He's a good villain. He's like the villain from like 007 type of villain, you know? He's like clean cut, one word, you know, one line is like, you had no choice. Never took the glasses off. What kind of face-off you think we get? Is he going to have glasses?
Oh, you know they come in.
Is he going to do Valdez Shakur style?
Nah, he's taking them off.
George
gonna take him off.
He gonna some Terminator shit. Like
yeah, that. Yeah, I can see just like that.
Let me go to our chat. I ain't been there since this damn thing started. What are they saying? Do people even care?
Yeah,
it was going well. I hadn't had if I would have checked, we would have been screen sharing the chat. So anything worth mentioning?
In our chat at the press conference.
Let me see who's this.
The press conference is wrapping up, Ness. You know, just going through the, through the details there. Date, networks.
Yeah, that's nothing important. You think so?
They're saying they're really pushing this VIP, these VIP packages. Tickets on sale, it seems like.
VIP packages, like with a flight included? Because remember when Bob did it with
flight included.
Yeah, we need to find out about that. You should text Evan right now.
Yeah, but they always do something for media.
We should find out. We need that.
But this is a little bit different, obviously, for the fans because they would have a fight ticket included, which we would not need. But speaking of Evan, we will have... I need to confirm with them for next week, correct? For Monday? Evan and Mikey Williams.
But morning.
Morning.
Because remember, they got us somebody at night for Untitled, the two very popular fashion designers, content creators. They had an amazing experience happen to them, you know? Like, for instance, I got these hats made. You're wearing it.
I'm wearing it.
It's just you're not Jay-Z.
I'm not. I wish I was.
They made a hat, and Mr. $610 million net worth wore their hat. And if you don't know, they are the owners of the company of the hat that is called Retired Drug Dealer. And it's, I don't want to use, like, what is the, what would you use? It's an,
it's basically to me a remake on
That's the word. Because I was going to use a worse word than
On a war veteran, you know, a hat that we traditionally see. Vietnam vet, what have you. So he made it his own and turned it into Retired Drug Dealer, which, you know,
and it was very controversial when he came out, you know, all sorts of comments like, why are you wearing that hat? You know, you're a living stereotype. You're black and you're saying you you're a retired drug dealer. Like, you know, that's not cool. And then Jay-Z wore it.
Right.
And they fucking became, I guess, millionaires. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. So join us for Untitled on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube members only. Don't forget to catch our last episode with the very popular Brandon from Las Vegas, who has over 147,000 TikTok followers, killing it in the real estate game here in Las Vegas, and is a content creator king, as you can see from his fame on TikTok. But just getting back to all the topics here, make sure that we got to everything before we move on. We talk Ryan, All Access teaser. Rock versus Will, it's still a thing for me. It's still a thing. I figured I'll do a new poll with the bigger audience and see who they think would actually win if The Rock took on Will Smith. Now, the reason I'm asking is obviously because everybody believes that Will would not have smacked Chris Rock had Chris Rock been The Rock Johnson.
I'm just curious, right? I'm just curious. How did that even come up? Like, what?
The internet, bro.
I hear you, but what made people like, oh, well, what if that was The Rock? Like, why The Rock?
That's what I said. Why The Rock?
I think it's because he was there. Like, he was in that, like, had, like, a grid image of everybody reacting
to
it.
Yeah, I saw it. His facial expression was one of the funnier.
What did he kind of do?
It was the eyebrow.
What?
It was the eyebrow.
They must have fucking, that must have been a Photoshop. No. He couldn't have did the eyebrow during that shit.
It was the eyebrow.
He's
like,
too much if
like,
he did
wow,
that.
Did this shit really just happen?
Wow. Did you really just do the fucking people's eyebrow at the fucking award show?
Right.
Wow. Yeah, so go ahead and vote on our poll, man. It was very close this morning, 60-40. 60-40 for Will, rather 60-40 for The Rock. Just remember, it's boxing. Those muscles can't help. He's too big. It'll be a heavyweight fight. Will play the heavyweight as Muhammad Ali. He's a big boy himself. Rock would need to slim down tremendously. He'll be playing catch-up, in my opinion. And, yes, this is me making a case for Will Smith. I'm picking Will Smith. He's the A-side, in my opinion. But, you know, The Rock will have to trim down, you know, tremendously. And Will will have the advantage because Will already knows boxing. So he'll be going into it to just continue to build on those skills where you have to build The Rock from the ground up, literally. Like, come on, you know. But, all right, that was one of the news and notes. Other news and notes we need to talk about. We spoke about this earlier, but this is big news. Tyson Fury enlists Gerald Miller as a sparring partner ahead of April 23rd bout with Dillian White. I think that's a great sparring partner selection for many reasons, but most importantly because he's giving Big Baby an opportunity. It's putting him back in the, you know, news cycle. Getting his name nice and fresh and hot for a possible return in June when his suspension is up. And who knows? Jared Anderson got a lot of love and hype after sparring Tyson Fury. Maybe if Gerald Miller can do the same, Jay Prince and maybe Top Rank will re-sign. And remember, once upon a time, he was over there but tested positive and got ejected.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, there's been a lot of people with mixed feelings on that situation. A lot of people don't feel like Gerald Miller should be given another shot. Look, I'm nobody to judge. My thing is, if you fucked up and you have served your punishment that was given to you for fucking up. If they find you fit and clean and able to fight, then go ahead and fight. You know, to me, obviously the experience with Tyson would at this point be good for him, right? If this was like for the Wilder fights, it was like cool. It kept his name relevant during that time, but then it would have faded out. It would have died out. So to do it right before his suspension is up, you know, good on him. And I look forward to maybe seeing what comes of it. And if perhaps maybe Jerome Miller could get a shot with a relevant name.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm in the same, you know, thought process. I'd love to see him get a shot, you know. And Darren, seeing the post, didn't reply.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Yo, so I found, so right now tickets, the regular tickets are not available.
What tickets?
For Haney Cambosos, but these VIP packages are.
What are they looking like?
So can I get a quick screen share? So right here, oh, fuck.
What?
It won't, I don't know why it, like, cuts off the size. Can I get that? There we go. So 5,000.
Seats left?
No, $5,000. But see, this isn't including the ones with flight and hotel. They were talking about ones with flight and hotel. So, I don't know. Definitely going to keep looking, but some expensive tickets here.
Hmm.
It looks like they are going all out, though. The VIP tickets that they're called the Ultimate Ringside Experience. It's actually a two-day ticket, Ness. So it gets you into the weigh-in and the media conference on Saturday. You get, like, behind-the-scenes tour of the dressing room and whatnot. So you get to experience the stadium itself. You get to take pictures with the belt. Get to meet members of Cambosos' team, but not Haney.
Oh, wow.
And
well, I mean, it's his VIPs, right?
Yep. Yep.
Haney got to do something, man. Haney got to do something. Bill, man, you got to put together, like, you know, Team Haney, who want to go. Like, you know how, you know, Baltimore, like, Tank would do bus tours from DMV all the way to Barclays Center, you know, and you get a ticket, you get a ride on a bus. T-shirt, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody did those.
Not everybody. Where they at, though?
Well, no, not everybody, but I know, like, Jared Hurd has done similar things.
Mm.
You know, a lot of fighters up there on the East Coast, whether they're a Philly fighter fighting in New York or, you know, maybe they're a Philly fighter fighting in D.C. or something along those lines. But, you know, things like that is good. You know, it's really tough with things like this, though, because of how much goes into it.
Yeah.
If you're like Devin Haney or his team, you got to consider travel, flight, mm-hmm. hotel, COVID test, actually being vaccinated, you know, the vaccination status. So many things to consider. And, you know, it's like you put something together and it's like, all right, cool, dish out $7,000-$8,000 or, you know, whatever it comes out to. So
it looks like your video's getting close to 10,000. If you haven't already checked out Danny's exclusive interview with Shakur Stevens, where right when they get done, he meets Devin Haney, the future and new Top Rank signed fighter. So it was a throwback to two gentlemen that have sparred, but haven't sparred since Devin was what, 16?
It's been some years. I don't want to misspeak on a day.
On air?
Yeah, but definitely been some years. Man, you said it's almost at 10K. It's at 7.
Hmm?
It's at 7K.
No, it's at like 78. It's almost 10.
Hmm.
It's coming, bro. It's coming along. It's coming along.
That's what I told her.
Yeah. If you haven't already hit that thumbs up button, go ahead and hit it. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to help us grow. It's going to put this episode and the channel in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know. We talking boxing 7 days a week, twice on Thursdays, and twice on Mondays and once on Sunday. Don't forget to tune in each and every single day. Guess why? Because we got some fantastic guests too, man. You just never know. Once Ryan texts me back the schedule for next week, I'll let you know in advance who's going to be on. So far, I know we have Sean Brewer at 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday. We have Gabriel Flores Jr. and Sr. Friday at 7 a.m., I think. I'm looking for the text. It says Gabriel Flores and his father will be in studio next Friday at 7 in studio, 7 a.m. So if we, we're going to put out a post, and you can go ahead and ask Gabriel Flores and his father a question next Friday in studio. We'll also have Amari Jones Thursday, next Thursday at 5:30 p.m. So we have a bunch of interviews. If you're not a Patreon, I think you need to join. Use the link that's pinned right now in the live chat. Go ahead and join our Patreon page so you can ask all our guests a question. All right, so we're going back to our news and notes. Before we open up these phone lines, we're going to try and make this quick. What do we got left? Conor Benn reacts to the criticism over the Van Heerden fight, says he'll be a world champion by 2022. I wanted to put this in here because I love the Van Heerden fight. Why? Who's? I don't even know where he's receiving criticism at. It must be a UK thing. Van Heerden is a common opponent with Boots Ennis and Earl Spence. Only Earl knocked him out. Ennis, it was a no contest because of a cut. Van Heerden is a big-ass 147-pounder. Van Heerden is also with Peter Kahn, who is also the manager of George Kansbosis, you know, so also the manager of Francion Cruz, you know. So I don't believe that he has been signed for no reason, you know. So,
he's
yeah.
still relevant is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you perfect, know, Peter Kahn is not going to waste his money with this guy for nothing. That's how I'm looking at it.
No, I'm excited for the fight. That to me, because it gives you, like you just said, it gives you a barometer, right? Mm-hmm. Even though this fight was this time, this fight was that time, you're able to see or at least speak about, okay, how did he do compared to so-and-so, or, you know, what was the final result? So gives us something to talk about, gives us something to, you know, maybe – just, you know, more there. It's more there. Yeah. More to talk about.
So, John Beck, I don't even know how to pronounce John Beck's last name. Let's see what my man Jeffrey does.
Jen Beck or Lim Kennelly.
Yeah, he ain't do any better than me. But John Beck somehow gets an interim title shot versus some guy I never heard, Danny Diggenham? Diggenham. Ha-ha! Danny Diggenham, that's his name. All right. For an interim WBO 160-pound title, he'll probably get elevated because you know that Demetrius is moving up. So John Beck becomes a champion. Majimba will call in and say that Demetrius ducked him. Yeah. Your thoughts? Do you care?
He probably will say that, but we got to see what's next for Demetrius, right? Because there's... Well, he has the Zach Parker fight. So did he really duck him if he moved up to fight a bigger man and to put himself in line for the Canelo fight? Is that really a duck move? But I get it. Look, if you're John Beck, as long as you get the fight, that's all that matters, right, Ness? As long as you get that.
Yeah, he don't care. He wants it. This is a position and a step closer to what his ultimate goal of becoming a full world champion. So John Beck doesn't care who's in front of him, you know? Absolutely. So, other than that, all we got is the very few fights that are happening this week in Mexico. You got Julian Luna taking on Mayeli Flores. It's a WBC women's bantamweight title in Newcastle. The return of Savannah Marshall, which is obviously the nemesis of Clarissa Shields. And then we got Florian Marcoux on that undercard. Nathan Gorman returns on that undercard. The return of Bradley Rea on that undercard. And that's about it, a recognized name. Hoser Stewart on that undercard in the heavyweight division. I'm going to definitely we got to look at that big Hosa Sewer, you know, he looks the part. We got to see, is he really the part? Then we got in Chihualula. How do you say that? Chihualula.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Oh, shit. Mexico. We got Yamelis Mezcal.
Oh, I thought you were reading. Okay, I was looking at somebody's last name. I'm sorry. No, that's Chihuahua. Chihuahua,
oh,
Mexico.
Shit.
Title fight between
Chihuahua.
Yamelis Mezcal.
Why no W? What the fuck?
Yamelis Mezcal versus Sulina Munoz. It's a 10-round for Mercado's WBC Women's Junior Featherweight. That is the 122-pound division. Mezcal being the champion. So we got a WBC title fight in Chihuahua, Mexico. And that's also
Super Chat from
Jonathan Lambarena.
What does he say?
He says, Ness, you should try to contact Luis Alberto El Venado Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
For an interview. He's the one that gave Gabe Flores the beats, and he's number one in IBF.
We got some more Super Chats coming in from
Brandon. Get on it.
YouTube sending a dollar. No message.
YouTube?
Yep. Jaguar Paul says, Ness be like Lord Haney. Hands up emoji. I mean, prayers emoji. High and low Sports Centrum says, now the dream will become undisputed. Right back with another one that says, the boxing voices more. Shout out to High and Low Sports Centrum with two back to back. We got Alex Lemon, My Iron Throne, that says, Ness, are you going to stop talking trash about Top Rank now that we have the future undisputed champ Devin Haney in the three-fight deal?
No.
Jonathan Laembra, we already did that. All right, so we're going to go up to these phone lines. If anybody wants to call in, now is your time to do so. We will take calls for about the next 15 minutes. We got some scheduled interviews. They're running late. Some members of Danny's team and members of Shakur's team. I say Danny's team because we're going to have a Chicago fighter in the building, and then we'll have Shakur's what, strength and conditioning coach? Who's he?
One of the coaches in the camp.
And
I don't know how – I don't know if he was able to, but Pop said he was coming today.
He did say that.
So
did you text and see if he's in the car? Like, you've been texting with him. They talking about 12 minutes out. You didn't say, hey, is Pop in there? Pop.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man.
Yeah, because then we know how many, like, chairs and waters and...
Yo, I have a question, though. So Haney wins, right? The fight will be June 5th in Australia, June 4th here.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean... He gets two wins because he fought on two different days.
I don't know, but what they were BoxRec registered, that's what's important.
To me, the fight is wherever it's taking place. So to me, the fight takes place June 5th. I'm seeing the poster with both dates on it. Actually, I'm seeing the poster with Saturday, June 4th on it. But it says live on ESPN. So obviously on ESPN, that would be June 4th here in the States.
Is this the lady from yesterday that came to the studio?
That came to the studio. Let me see.
I don't even think.
Let me see. No? I don't know.
Me neither.
I didn't really pay, you know?
Well, we got some callers on Blog Talk. We're going to go ahead and get to those and open up these phone lines.
Let's go.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Mad Bent 100.
What up, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Next, you got a package. Anyway, you seen Al Spence look like he's falling to a batch of razors, man. My man is cut up. Cut up like he fell into a batch of razors.
I'm like, yo, where's he going with this? That was funny.
Yeah, Al Spence. You like Blue's Clues. We just got a package. But I... If you're going to go down under and turn it up on Kambosos two times, it's a shame that you got to do that. But Kambosos, that guy got big talk. He's the Australian Broner. He got a lot of talk, man. But he's good for the sport. Yo, good show, man. Good show. That's my call.
Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Is this... Hey, yo, hey, yo, it's King Born here. What up?
Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards in a position like that, then you know that I'll get ready to bust your...
Allow my TV beat, comrade.
SurvivalVoice.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn slide of crabs, goddamn sales. Hey, that's all I need, and I'm good.
SPS promotion.
Ness Vegas, you hear me, right? Listen, man, love my TVB, love my TVB comrades, love my TVB live chat comrades. Let's get to it. Yo, this is a new way shit, Sam Buckwild, because he Godzilla, right? He a little Godzilla. He a mini Godzilla, right? But he got to fight Nino Demir. We know Nino Demir is nice. He got the boxing skills, but we know Inoue got the power, right? So listen, it's Godzilla versus Mothra. Inoue gonna have that dragon breath, that super breath. He gonna hit him with the super speed. I got Inoue knocking out the man, Mothra. You heard? So Godzilla versus Mothra. Let me tell y'all something, man. This fight coming up, Savannah Marshall, she got a nice knockout ratio, right? So I'm switching up, fixing up real quick. I think next year we're going to get Savannah versus Clarissa. And that's going to be like, Mayweather fighting Sugar Ray Leonard. You know what I mean? It's going to be the best woman boxers in their division, knockout power and everything. That's what we're going to get. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, next week, Ness, you can't diss me. Don't worry about everybody. Don't diss me. We're going to talk about Sebastian Fedora, a.k.a. Spider Crab, going against Nubi. And I got and I'm going to tell everybody right now, my man, the Spider Crab Fedora, he going to win. Don't let Nubi fool y'all. The reason why he going to win, because pressure. You know what I mean? Pressure. You pressure Lubin like against Terrell Garcia, he's removing himself from the premises. You know what I mean, man? So like I said, man, I'm more hyped up. There's some good fights this week. Las Vegas, I see you in that Corvette looking real nice with the red and all that. Looking like Speed Racer. You heard? Mark 5 staff. And Ringwalk Danny, like I said, what? Man, you got to do... You get a little bit older, even though you're way younger than me, you got to get the bald head and the big beard. You look like one of them wild Sunni things. You know what I mean? Or some a la Akbar, you know, looking like a rebel. You heard? I look like a rebel, like a Sunni Muslim rebel. You heard? So don't worry about all the fade. Get the baldy. Get your beard nice and all that. You know what I mean? Don't make it look too rough and all that. And you're going to get all the women. If you marry, your wife's going to love you. You heard? So like I said,
appreciate it, brother.
This is King Born here. Boxing Voice is the illest, livest, largest. Thugs in America. You know, Sergeant in Africa, Sal. Love y'all. Peace.
Yo, ESPN. Devin's with ESPN now. They put a picture of...
the fight poster.
Then Devin, then Kambosos. You know it's supposed to be Kambosos Devin, but
it's usually ASAP first.
Yeah,
but
they're doing their favor to start. It's begun, and so it begins.
They see the numbers Devin is pulling in. That's it. They see in Ringwalk Danny's interview on the boxing board.
Look at this guy, the Kiki. He's not a member or a Patreon. And he's talking about, why don't we fly from Australia to Japan?
For Nonito?
Yeah, bro. Like, money don't grow on trees, man.
Absolutely does not. Now, if, a sponsor chooses to...
The Kiki?
The Kiki.
You want a sponsor?
Chooses to sponsor the trip.
You know?
You don't have to pay for Australia. Just, Australia to Japan. And,
that's it.
You know?
Yo, what we got? What we got? What we got?
Who next?
Who next?
So we got Inception COVID.
Let's go. Justin in Milwaukee. Justin. What's going
what
on
in
over
the
there?
Hell?
Come on, man. They don't know the greatest show in the world is trying to work. Bruh. All right. We're going out to Hawk in Maryland. Let's see if he's available before we play this intro, because he's been having issues with his Discord connection. Hawk, what up?
What time is it?
Hawk in Maryland.
Holy shit.
Great show. Yes. Dan. And Brandon. I'm out.
Hulk. 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 Yes, sir. What up?
What up, champ? That's next weekend.
That's
April 9th here in Vegas on Showtime.
Yes, sir.
You got Fondora? Oh, what? Who's that? Javante? We were talking about Javante. Okay.
All right.
All right, champ. Thanks, Hulk.
All right. So I'm getting a lot of messages. It's going to be about $25 shipping because, I got to put a little box or one of those little bags. Then you got to pay for the shipping, all that. I ain't paying for that. You paying for that. I already paid for the hat. The hat alone is a $65 hat. It's genuine suede, which is leather. Then it's two different colors, which means that's more. I could have just went all black, but no. Chose to do red suede at the bottom of the bill. It's embroidery, which is also more than this shirt I have on. This is like some iron-on shit. This is not. This is stitched on. This is real. The inside also says the Boxing Voice. It's not just some cheap shit that just is like black. No, the back has the Boxing Voice logo glove. Like, it's the real deal. So, not saying anyone's complaining. Just letting you know I'm getting a lot of messages. You know what I mean? It's free to you listeners, but you are paying your shipping. I'm not paying that shit for you. I already paid for the hat as a show of gratitude. See my smile? I can't see that far. Especially
it's Inception COVID. He said that it went to his laptop. I think he has it all figured out now.
All right, Mr. COVID. Calling the vaccination. We hear you. For sure. Justin, I got to cut you. I'm sorry. Go. I got two guests in building. I was trying to let you wrap up, but that didn't happen. So we'll be right back to you. I'm going to pass over to Danny as he is obviously more familiar with not only the trainer, but the fighter out of Chicago from his city. And, yeah, take it away, champ.
Yeah, we got Antoine Cobb out of Chicago. He will be making his return in the ring, had one of the knockout of the years last year, making his pro debut in Atlanta on Shakur versus Herring undercard. He'll be back for the Shakur versus Oscar undercard, you know, going for 2-0, two knockouts. And champ, first of all, thank you. Welcome. And just, you know, talk to the people. How excited are you to return to the ring April the 30th?
I'm super excited. My first debut was awesome. It was everything I wanted to be, everything I grew up and wanted to do for a debut. It was everything. And so my second go around, I'm in a good training camp, got a good team around me. I'm just looking to be explosive and let everybody in the boxing game know who I am.
Made a lot of noise for your professional debut. That was a knockout. Knocked him out cold in front of Kanye. Like, what was that like? What was that like to know? Did you know Jay Prince was bringing Ye out?
Yeah, I kind of knew Ye was gonna be, but I didn't know it was gonna be like front row. I never met him, so it was just like, you know. And then Ye from Chicago, I'm from Chicago, and I knocked him out like that. He was just like, man, we gonna talk. I ain't really talked to him since, but it was just it was big. Just, you know what I'm saying, for him to say a couple words to me, and I guess Jay told him I was from Chicago or something like that. And it was just big, man. He was
You know, it's been a couple months. Good things coming to those that wait. Oh, yeah. We got Coach Dirt in the studio as well, along with Teray. I know you handle strength and conditioning. You know, Coach, we'll give Coach Dirt the time to speak as well. But just talk to us. You've been working here with Antoine. What have you seen now in camp for his second fight? And what have you liked? What are you expecting come April 30th?
This time coming into camp, we kind of like had a feel for and kind of had like respected where we kind of should be. So I feel like we came in camp better than when we was at coming into last camp. So we just got to keep building on off of that. Every day we just trying to get better.
Now, Antoine, obviously signing to Shakur and to Jay Prince, being down there in Houston when they're down in Houston, here in Vegas, now that you guys are in camp, what have you been able to learn and pick from a lot of talent there in Shakur Stevenson, and you have the Jared Andersons of the world in camp with you guys, you know, a lot of talent coming out of there. What are you able to pick up from so young in your career?
Just by coming from Chicago, me just being a dog, I used to think like, man, I got the best work ethic. I'm a dog, this and that. But just being in camp with someone like Shakur, who pushes himself, he don't even need nobody to motivate him. But just being next to him, how he motivates himself, motivate everybody around him. Him being a elite athlete, going to the Olympics and doing everything I dream to do that I ain't even make it to do. With him to see the talent and he see everything, he see a lot of potential in me. So just by having him next to me every day, pushing me in camp every day. I see this man every day. We eat together. We work out together, run together. So just having that competitive nature around me every day, the sky's the limit.
Can I ask, how'd you guys meet? Because you being from Chicago, obviously him from Newark, and you know, the transition to the VA area, how'd you guys connect?
Houston area.
Yeah, I met him through...
No, I'm talking about Shakur.
Mm. Yeah, I met Shakur through Jay Prince on his the day before Shakur's birthday, like 2 years ago. About two and a half years ago. I met him day before his birthday. Jay had brought me down to Houston to spar a couple guys to see what I had and everything. And it was the day before Shakur's birthday, and he was in the gym. Jay Prince had brought Shakur in the gym to watch me spar and everything, And Shakur had asked, Jay Prince had asked Shakur, like, man, what you think about the young fella, this and that? And he was like, man, he can fight. I like him. And maybe a year or so later, Shakur signed me and right next to Jay. So it all just worked out perfectly.
Amazing. Great story. Coach, what's up, man?
What's up?
April 30th, Terrell, you know, how confident are you going into the fight? It's a very hectic. I've been fortunate to be in the gym with you guys on several occasions here this camp, and very hectic. It seems like there's just so much going on. You got people working here, getting bag work, and you got guys over here doing the pads, and you got the guys over here on a speed bag, and you got the youngins in the ring sparring. It seems like there's just a lot going on. You know, just talk to us about the transition here in camp and, you know, expectations going into April 30th.
Well, this con is still, like, since the first fight was only 58 seconds, so we really didn't get the full experience of, like, with a full fight yet. So we hoping that we get in there, we could get a couple more rounds just to keep gaining experience. That's what it's all about, just gaining as much experience as we can. So when we get up to the bigger stages, we'll be ready.
You know, they say that boxers don't get paid overtime, right? So why get the rounds if you could get them out of there earlier? But we see it time and time again with fighters who are able to get those first round or early on knockouts, and then it continues. Or they may go maybe, you know, the limit in the 4 to 6 round fights, but that's all they're used to going. How many rounds, what's sparring like for you guys in camp? Are you guys keeping it to like 4 rounds sparring?
We've been trying to get 6 to 8 rounds each day. But depending on how the body feels too, we also go off his body feel. Like, we don't come in there like, oh, we need to do 12 rounds. If we come and he's feeling good, we do 6 rounds and he's still feeling good, then we just we add on some more. So we kind of just go off based how the body feel. We just kind of monitor the workload.
Antoine, really quick, just, you know, what have you been working on? Obviously, not giving too much away, but just little things here in camp. You did it once. You got that out the system, right? What are you working on, and what can we expect to see here in the second fight? Because obviously, we didn't get to see much of it in the first, in your pro debut.
We just being more composed, being more of a professional, getting a more professional style. In the amateurs, most people said I had a professional style, so it's just putting everything, putting all my tools together, being around all my coaches, my managers, everybody together, getting on one accord and just building it together and just being more of a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. If we could get a screen share really quick, Austin. Right here, we are watching your highlight knockout that you had in October, professional debut. What was going through your head to seeing them? Look at that.
That was crazy.
Seeing him go to sleep. I mean, he was out. Obviously, made Sports Center top 10. He was out of there before he hit the canvas. What was going through your mind? We're good on the screen, Sid. Watching your opponent go down.
Like, I knew he was out once I hit him. Like, I felt it. Like, I felt it go through, like, my wrist. Like, I knew it was, like, a clean shot when I hit him. And when I just, like, followed him, like, as he was falling, my eyes just following him down. And once I seen him like that, I knew it was over with. So, but it was, like, everything, even, like, walking through the tunnel. Like, I always knew, like, oh, yeah. Because getting ready for the fight, you know, I'm fighting on ESPN. I'm fighting this the professional, da-da-da-da. But it didn't really hit me until I hit the tunnel when a big ESPN flashlight hit me walking down the tunnel. That's when I finally got the feeling of, like, oh, yeah, it's real now. You know what I'm saying? But the fight last, it was just like this. So,
yo, so let's be honest, right, because it seems like every fighter I've ever interviewed says, oh, you know, I don't get nervous, you know. I'm used to the bright lights, you know. I'm born for this. Were you nervous making that ring walk?
I was, like, really confident going in, but, like, I ain't going to lie. The locker room, the people I was in the locker room with, it was just, like, everybody – I think I was on the wrong side. Like, everybody was just, like, sitting down just in a corner like this. Like, I'm in the locker room. I'm, like, the second fight out. And everybody, like, ain't nobody pumping up. Ain't nobody –
Why y'all – what the fuck? Why y'all wasn't turning up?
I ended up turning the whole locker room on. My coach Dirt,
right,
them, you always got a speaker. So I'm like, man, so he'll speak. Yeah. He turned the speaker on, had some Herbo going, and just, like – And I was amped up. I was, like, the only one amped up. I had the second fight of the night. Everybody in there quiet. You hear the bell to get ready. Everybody quiet. I'm just, like, that was kind of making me nervous. But as far as nervous about what I got to go do and how to perform. No, I wasn't.
I'm like, you got to bring the party where you at.
So I turned up in there, and as I'm walking through the tunnel, I was turned up. They had my music right. I got in there,
mm-hmm.
and I did what I had to do. It felt like everything was right.
What are you playing in the gym right now? Like, what gets you going when you're in the gym, when you're getting some work in?
I'm off that new Lil Durk 7220.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off that Jadakiss. Jadakiss, I always do it if I want to feel like some old Beanie single, fill it in the air.
What?
That Phil Collins, fill it in the air.
What?
I was just thinking Phil Collins in the studio.
Yeah.
But the one with Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
On Blue, I think it's Blueprint, like, I don't know, the white album.
Okay.
Okay. We listen to some Sue Surf. I got some Sue Surf.
Okay.
You know, everybody in my team are from Jersey. I'm the only one from Chicago, so everybody from Jersey probably.
So they put you on?
Yeah, they let Sue Surf. But I watch about rap, so Sue Surf on that too, so.
I got you.
I got one coming in from the people. James Valdez from San Antonio says, who has more pop in their punches, Shakur or Crawford? So did you spar Crawford?
Yeah, I sparred Crawford.
I sparred Crawford and I sparred Shakur. But I say, I'm going to say Shakur because I did more rounds with Shakur.
Wow.
Like me and Crawford only sparred one time, and it was like four rounds.
Uh-huh.
And it was like our first time sparring, so it was like kind of like filling out chess match. Da, 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 da.
What was that like for you?
That was,
obviously, Bud being considered one of the top pound for pound in the sport.
It was a big moment for me, just, you know what I'm saying, coming from Chicago, getting the opportunity to go on a training camp with Shakur Stevenson and Terrence Crawford. That was crazy. But, yeah, we only sparred like four rounds and it was over. But me and Shakur, that's my manager, so we sparring. He getting me ready. We sparring all day in Houston in the offseason until we get another fight booked. And, you know what I'm saying? So we always working. And I say he real hard on me, so he know I got the potential to be more. So, yeah, I say Shakur hit me with a shot. Well, it's like, oh, okay.
I'm curious, what did you see in Shakur and his team that made you believe in them so much
to sign with them?
But what, you didn't sign till after you made your pro debut, so you trusted them to, all right, cool, I'm gonna put my pro debut in your hands, I'm gonna rock with you. Obviously it was a big stage, but what was it about the team? You know, obviously you saying Jay from Houston, you from Chicago, they from Jersey, everybody a little bit from everywhere. What was it that made you feel like family, that made you trust in them?
When I first met Shakur, we was just like kicking it in the gym, and you know, like everybody a boxer, up and coming boxer, you know who Shakur Stevenson is. So when we met, he was Shakur's D, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was real open to me. It was just like everything felt natural. I met his family, his mom. She loved me like a son, you know what I'm saying? Everything like that. And when I met his granddad, he started working with me in the gym. And this was like a year before. This is just a year before I got signed. His granddad was working with me, and I liked the teaching. His granddad was showing me and everything. Then I met Coach Durk down there, and I liked the team he had, everybody. He got a lot of family around him. A lot of other fighters be having friends and people that – he got everybody he really trusts and mold around him, so I just liked it that. And I actually had the contract to be signed before the professional debut, but we didn't just, like, waste no time with it. We just, let's go take care of this business first, and then we come back. We could just, you know what I'm saying?
Sit down, do business.
Yeah.
Was that you sparring that day? When we got there, was you done sparring or did you spar when we got there?
No. He wasn't sparring that day. Two days.
Because I seen Pop in the corner for somebody.
But not when we were there.
You didn't see me spar, bro.
Yeah, man. You sparred the young kid that his trainer kept yelling at him?
Oh, no. You talking about, that wasn't me.
That was a young guy.
Nah, that wasn't me. Nah,
okay.
He talking about your boy.
I was about to say, that was some good-ass sparring, though.
And I want to get to
who? Tank is your boy?
No.
I don't think they was there for that.
We got there towards
Nah, it wasn't bad. That young boy was good. It was some good sparring. No.
We got there after. Yeah, we got there after.
We was invited to that when we was here, though. It was the day Devin came.
Yeah, the day.
You was just there. I just don't remember if you got out the ring or you was already in the ring.
I don't even know. I don't know. It had to be. Y'all was there, though.
But really quick, I know you were in Houston. I don't know how close or how deep you were with Shakur at this point, but a video of yours went viral. It seems like a long time ago. Can I get a screen share on this? But let's talk about this moment here where Amma Williams got some sparring. There was, in the boxing world at least, definitely went viral. I don't know why it's buffering. It looks clear on my side. But at the time...
Oh, I think I did see this. This
yeah,
was you?
I don't know. Yeah, at the time, it was obviously viral in the boxing world because Amma had a lot of...
Experience.
A lot of experience and was making noise.
Bruh, I
didn't
know this was you. Oh, wow. He got, he kind of, people like started to dislike him when he put this out and he deleted it.
He blocked me too.
We're good on that. Oh, did he? Yeah,
damn, but ain't Amma 160 or 154?
154. Originally, you're at 40, right?
Yeah, he walk around. Like he was like 180 when we sparred right there.
No, you could tell the
How
difference.
How many amateur fights you got?
Like, I was
oh, you very, okay.
97.
You experienced. You can handle
11.
Yourself.
Yo, but Amma was already pro. You still, I mean, you know. Work is work.
Yeah,
work
I mean, Amma was pro, and right now, what, he got 5 amateur fights, maybe? 11?
Pro?
Yeah.
Pro, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not
sure. He probably only got, like, between 5 and 11. I highly doubt 11. I'm thinking more like 4 to 5.
Who?
Amma.
Nah, he got more than that.
More than 11?
He got, like, 10, 11, yeah.
He's 10-0.
That's what I said. I said he ain't got more than 11. I'm thinking from 5 to 11. But, yeah, 140, you probably was, like, what? 152?
Like 52, exactly. That was like my first week in Houston. That was like after, right after school birthday. So when I first came down, I'm meeting everybody. And so they trying to still see what I got. They put me through trials and testing people. So we go down to Main Street Boxing, and he down there just like got his cameras around and everything. People walking around with him. And he linked over like, man, Shorty working? And he looking at me. I'm like, Shorty, who is you? Shorty. And then he like, yeah, get in on the back end. I'm going to do some rounds with you. Da, 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 da. And that video that went viral, that was only one round. That was the first round. Like, boom, knocked him out, and it was over. Like, it only did one round. And then everybody in the gym was like, well, he walked up to me like, man, I got a fight coming out. I appreciate if you don't post the video. And then, so I'm like, I don't know the dude. I didn't know who Amma Williams was. This is my first week in Houston. I don't know him.
You had never heard the name
never
before.
Heard
okay.
Of him.
Okay,
he
gotcha.
Walked up to me like, man, I got a fight coming up. I appreciate if you don't post the video. So I'm just like, all right, cool. Man, that man walked off the whole gym. Literally, the gym was packed. It was probably, this is home gym, 100 people in there. Everybody walking up to me one by one. Man, if you got the video posted, he be trolling people, man. Post the video. And then, so I finally found his Instagram where we in the gym, and I see him. I posted it, went viral. He blocked me, and then he shot me a text on Instagram before he blocked me. Like, man, what'd he say? He was like, man, if you come back, you a real champ. If you come back and give me my rematches, because we're sparring or something like that my next sparring day. And then we went down there, we sparred again, but it was like light.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I went back down there because he, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, act like I'm running or, you know what I'm saying, we could do it again. But he
and I mean, obviously that second session had to be more intense. He had to be more alert.
Yeah, he was way more alert. He was listening to his coaches more. And everybody in the gym, like, heard about what happened. So the gym is packed, like, around the ring. It's like,
it was looking like the doghouse.
Man, he got the cameras right there. He's going to get his leg back. Oh, I don't know this dude. And don't nobody know me. They
Who'd
just,
you come with?
I just came with Coach Lloyd. I just came with like one of my coaches from Chicago, named Coach Lloyd. And it was just me and him, Dolo.
You for a long time worked with Montel Griffin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Shout out Montel. In front of you though, you got Coach Dirt. For those who may not know, talk about Coach Dirt. Let them know. I don't want to misspeak, but if I understand correctly, this is your head trainer, correct?
Yeah.
Coach Dirt. So. First of all, Coach, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to the studio and joining us live on the show. Coach, right here, Antoine Cobb, for the people that may not know, a lot of people don't want to know, looking to be 2-0. Why should the people tune in to watch him on April the 30th?
Oh, man. He's an awesome fighter, spectacular fighter, actually. I kind of fell in love with Ant's ability to fight within the first few weeks of working with him. His work ethic was somewhat immeasurable. It was intense, and I liked it. That's my type of personality. I'm a very intense guy.
I got
so we kind of meshed right away. He also was very keen on what he was looking for. You know, he spoke to myself and Wally about what he wanted, what he wanted to be futuristically in terms of boxing, and it all sounded good. It made sense. So you know, I bought into his dream and his idea.
Right.
And just being a older, younger black man, I figured why not, you know, stick my neck out as far as I possibly can and just go in with him and see if we could get something together. Waleed bought in, Shakur bought in. Shakur already loved his ability to fight. So it just made sense for us to just kind of put everything together.
Now, for most young fighters, you don't get the opportunity to have a current great in the sport in your gym to learn from. What do you think Antoine's been able to learn from Shakur, whether it be in or out the ring?
Wow, man, that's, to be honest, technique, fundamentals, work ethic, professionalism. I could go on for days, man. Shakur is he eats, sleeps, shit, breathes boxing. And you know, he get to be a part of that. He get to live that with him.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
You know, for me, and I got to tell you, bro, it was a nice experience being in Atlanta to watch you get your pro debut win. But after the fight, he hit me up. He was he's like, yo, you out there partying, clubbing. I'm like, I'm at Waffle House. And we were at Waffle House together. It was my first time having Waffle House. And it was,
what?
Yeah, I never had Waffle. That was like your second.
Only your second? Y'all had the blueberry waffles at least?
Nah, I just
what?
Got at the breakfast.
It was closing inside. It was a long line. Man, we was out there for like an hour and a half. Just,
on the
just
outside.
Know it's a long line because the waffles good, man.
Yeah.
Especially if you go to one that has like all the toppings because not everybody got the strawberry.
I loved the food, but it was just cool. Like after the fight, Champ, what you about to do? I'm getting some food. You know, we're going to Waffle House. No, that's cool. What is it that you think coach brings out of you that you guys mesh well, you know, whether it be in camp, in the gym, in the fight, whatever the case may be. But what is it from Coach Dirt, out of other coaches that you've had, that you feel like he brings out of you that you haven't had in the past?
A lot of coaches that I had, like I trained with a lot of coaches in Chicago. And just off like my athletic ability and my me using my brain inside the ring, people just let me coast a little bit. Like, oh man, this man got it. Like a lot of times they don't really tell me nothing. Like after that, they just see, hey, man, this man got, he's a super supreme athlete. He's you know what I'm saying? He's aggressive.
Right.
He uses brain. They just let me, you know what I'm saying, kind of do my own thing. With Coach Dirk, he's intense. He always, like, some days I think I did good in sparring. He'd be like, man, no, you got so much potential to be more. So, like, go out, lay down at night. I'm thinking, like, man, I could be so much better. I have a good day, and then he still see where I could have did this better, this better, this better. Even on bad days, he'll motivate me, like, man, you still did good,
right.
But you can be so much better. You know what I'm saying? So he always motivate me. He's patient with me. That's the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't want nobody who's not patient with you. I got a coach that's patient with me. He believe in me. That's all I can ask for. So the sky's the limit with that.
What kind of sparring you been getting this camp?
I've been getting a lot of great sparring. I just sparred. We training at our primary gym is top ranked boxing.
Right.
So you never know who finna walk in there.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So school got his sparring partners, and then we working with Frank down at top rank. He's getting us good sparring every day. We doing 4 minute rounds, six to eight four minute rounds.
Don't let them know.
Oh yeah.
Not just, too much.
but we train on the elite level. You know what I'm saying? We taking a good, and we elevate.
Let me ask you something though, Coach. When you put a guy in there for 4 and 5 minutes, doesn't that force them to change the game plan and work with the clock? So now they know they got an extra 2 minutes. So you got to conserve some of that energy for the.
Honestly, most of the guys don't know that they getting in on that 4 minute clock.
Oh, okay.
So you don't tell them
for what? Like we in there, we working. This is what we do.
All right.
Mm. And if you get drowned, you get drowned. Like you work your ass off. You condition all year. Boxing is all year.
Yeah.
So you know this is what we do.
So Antoine, I want to ask, when did you start and why did you start?
When did I start boxing?
Boxing, yeah.
My dad put me in boxing like when I was a kid, like 5 years old, down in Stateway Projects down on the low end of Chicago with Coach Frank Smith. It was down there. I was just a bad kid. I'm always getting into
suburbs.
So he just put me in that to try to give me an outlet. So I boxed when I was 5, 6, 7, stopped, came back when I was like 10, 11, stopped. So it was like an on and off thing. But when I finally...
What was the stopping? Streets was, calling you?
It was just like doing all type of other different things. Like it just, you know what I'm saying? I played all type of sports. Football, you got to gain weight. Boxing, you got to lose weight. So, you know what I'm saying? But when I finally committed 100% to boxing is when I got kicked out of college for fighting my freshman year. And came back home, ain't had nothing to do, can't go to college, can't go to school, right? You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, I'm going to start back boxing. Started back boxing, won a golden gloves, won another golden gloves, won another golden gloves. Yeah, we stuck with it forever. So, yeah, that was in, like, 2016. I won my first golden gloves. And then I've been on that track of just being a professional. All I cared about was being a professional athlete. I wanted to be a NFL, go to the NFL, whatever. I used to wrestle. I was a state champion at wrestling. I wanted to, so when I came back to boxing, I just wanted to be a professional athlete. I would love working out. So now.
Yeah, I heard you say wrestling automatically. I wonder, did
oh my
did
God.
Bud Crawford try to get
oh,
you?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Yo,
man.
Yo, yeah, why did I automatically assume he was going to try and wrestle you on the mat?
Yeah, but he didn't know I wrestled, like, which could brought me in the cap and all of that. This, that. He's too little. This isn't that. That's what Bud kept telling me. Like, I'm too little. And then, so we on the inside, like we sparring, we on the inside, and I grabbed him, and he hit me like with a wrestling move on the inside, but we boxing. He was like a throwing woo woo, and then we finished sparring or whatever. I'm like, man, you used to wrestle. He's like, yeah, you used to wrestle. He just grabbed me, and we bodied. Yeah, it was crazy. And the gym we was in. Is a mat like right on the other side, yeah, like in the ring? The mat was right there, so we on the mat. He slamming, we rolling all over the. We was going crazy, man.
That's an amazing experience, man.
Yeah, it was dope. So,
what he just described, that's how I feel. I'm like, damn, I'm playing ping pong with the champ. I feel like it was more so towards the end because I was getting my ass whooped at the end. So it's like I'm just finishing the game, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like. Damn, I'm playing ping pong with the champ. Like I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's dope, man. That's, especially where we come from, bro.
Sure. I mean, he's been to Chicago, and I had a meet up with a friend in Roseland, you know, to make a purchase, and he called me because he was downtown. He was like, bro, this shit like a documentary because he drove from downtown on Michigan Ave. Took Michigan Ave all the way to Roseland.
Dang.
So he literally seen like the whole
I seen the whole transition,
yeah, bro. He like, bro, this shit like
I seen that shit go from like the wire. Yeah, from beautiful to the wire. Then it turned into like Mexico. Like it turned into all Latino. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Yo, it was official.
See it. Yeah, for sure.
I got another one from the people, Young Thiga, that says from San Antonio. What fighter from the past would you like to fantasy match up against? Tank Davis. Oh, so he wants you to match up Tank with and fantasy match up for yourself as well. So what fighter from the past would you match Tank with and what fighter from the past would you match yourself up with?
Tank in the lightweight. I want to see Tank versus like a Sweet Pea.
Mm. You know okay. What I mean? Yeah, Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah, like a Sweet Pea or who else?
Tank is Zab at 35.
Duran.
Ooh, Zab.
Thought of Duran, but I didn't want to ruin his pick.
Yeah.
So I stood quiet.
Buddy McGirt.
Damn.
Buddy McGirt and Tank. I want to see that.
But I want to see that because Buddy be talking greasy.
Yes.
He going to say, what's my man name, the Drunken Master?
Emmanuel Augustus.
Bro, why he came on here and told us that dude would beat Earl?
Yeah.
He said Drunken Master would beat Earl.
That ain't a wild statement.
Oh, hey,
I'm only saying, like, you saying it like it's so like, man, that's crazy.
Bro,
Drunken Master,
come on.
Styles make fights, man. That
I
man,
hear you, but
Floyd Mayweather said that was his toughest opponent, bro. And then you just saying, like, Earl going to wipe him?
Ooh,
on.
He trying to go.
Dude, go.
Yo.
Yeah. And he had an upside down record.
Then he had like
26
losses.
He had an upside down record. Anybody could say that.
I watched a lot of his fights on Friday night fights.
You
man.
Wasn't impressed?
Not really, man. Because it was more of an act. It was that whole drunken.
That was not an act. He believed in that.
I hear you, but that shit wasn't helping him win.
You crazy. He never got dog walked. Like, it was never a fight when he going in doing that. He just got wiped.
Wow. That, all right. Hey, listen, that's another guy.
He's one of my favorite fighters, though. I'll give you that right now. Emmanuel Augustus, he's one of my favorite fighters.
Wow.
Because his style.
No, I hear you. It's unique.
Who do you believe is overrated in the sport of boxing right now?
Doesn't have to be current. I'll give you a hint so you can have some context, because, like, Paulie, he was doing a show, Malignaggi, and he said something like, I think they were doing all-time greats. Mm-hmm. So he put B-Hop in the all-time great. Roy is an all-time great. And then he put Kawasaki as overrated. So that kind of bothered me, because Kawasaki beat both those guys, and it's like, how you got this man as overrated, but those guys are all-time greats. And everybody likes to say Kawasaki beat the older version of those two gentlemen, but you got to remember that B-Hop went on to unify 175 after that. So, you know, I think that Kawasaki is underrated. But do you have any fighters that you believe are underrated?
Underrated?
Emmanuel Augustus.
Yo, and you see, I usually say Paulie Malignaggi because – you know, people like, oh, he's not a puncher, but he's a two-time champ. And his second belt, he went to the Ukraine and won it. So I think he's underrated, because people just continue to be like, oh, he can't punch, he can't. But it's like, yo, how you won a title twice and won on the road, like, right. In Ukraine? So, yeah. I didn't know
he was from Chicago.
Who?
Emmanuel Augustus.
Oh, that's why you going hard. What? I should have known. I didn't know either.
I didn't know he was from the crib.
He's
tough.
Yo, I didn't know.
He's tough, man.
I heard that quote about Floyd, you know, saying that was his toughest fight. But, I mean, we're going to have to do a film study, see how tough it was, man.
It was tough.
People thought Maidana was tough. Floyd was laughing like, oh, y'all want to pay me again to beat him?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Even Castillo won. I scored it for Floyd. So I don't know. Tough.
That was
tough for me. Is like 5'7", you know, but 8'4", 9'3". That's you coasting.
Eight four is like all right. You
nah,
got some.
Man. Eight four. Yo, if I give you four rounds,
that's coasting.
Yeah, and I take the last six, I'm just out. Bye. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. 8-4 is good.
I'm curious, and just because this was something we was talking about earlier, what's the most rounds you think somebody has won on Shakur, like in a fight thus far?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Statistically, Cole only lost 4 or 5 rounds over the course of his career. I'm sorry, statistically, Shakur only lost 4 or 5 rounds, I believe, over the course of his career. Mm. Honestly, I think maybe 2.
You think he's only lost 2 rounds so far?
Yeah.
What's the bigger fight, Shakur and Tank or Shakur and Devin?
Tank.
Shakur and Tank.
Which fight is the tougher fight? Shakur and Tank or Shakur and Devin?
Honestly?
I love that one.
I'm going to say this, man, and I'm going to stand on it. He washed both of them.
Whoa.
He washed them both. I'm going to stand on it.
Explain what a wash is, like, in a scorecard. What's a scorecard, a wash scorecard look like?
He may lose a round or two.
Only 2?
He may lose
10-2. You think he going 10-2 Devin Haney?
Cole may take a round off. Yeah. Yeah.
10-2 a wash.
10-2 is a wash. That's like Mayweather Canelo.
I mean, wash, right? I said
yeah,
wash.
Yeah,
I,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I stand on it. I believe he Cole, listen, man, you guys are just getting to see these versions of Shakur. We've been watching this since yay high, man. This kid is awesome.
Right. I've been fortunate the last couple of camps, you guys being out here and whatnot, and just seeing what I have been able to see. I'm gonna put it to you like this. A fight between Shakur and Devin, to me, I'm gonna be honest with you, is bigger right now. That fight is bigger than Earl Budd for me. Reason being, because it's so many unknowns with Earl. Like, it was after the car accident, he answered them in the Danny fight, but then again with the detached retina.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know that Earl would ever be the best version of himself, you know, in a potential fight against Butt. So to me, that's why this fight, I'm like, yo, 4, 5, 6 years from now,
It's still a fight everybody want to see, though.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
You know.
No, I'm yeah.
The magnitude of it is, I mean, 80% Earl, 100% Earl. I think Bud give him something he never dealt with before. You know, it's just Bud different, man, you know. And
what were your thoughts?
Different in what way?
Guy's a machine. He work his ass off. That whole camp, that whole team, man, those guys work their ass off, man. You know, and I believe they don't get the credit that they deserve as a team. Them dudes work. They work their ass off from Bomack to Bernie, man. Saul, they all work. And Bud is he's a machine, man. This guy, it's Monday, Sunday to Sunday, you know. They looking to work. It's like they days off. They doing like incline, 2,800 steps in 30 minutes kind of shit. That's a day off, you know. They different. Seriously.
That's a fight that the sport definitely needs. But Shakur and Devin is a fight that one day the sport is going to be clamoring for, and it'll happen. It'll happen. It'll happen.
You think it's going to happen? You think that fight will happen?
You know, I was a bit unsure because I know that they have a friendship, and I know that they're close to an extent, right? You know,
to an extent.
To an extent. No, and
look, if the money is right.
No, look, we saw with Mike Tyson.
The money right to fight with anybody.
I don't know if you guys saw Mike Tyson had Jamal, the big Charlo,
right,
on the show,
and
he made. And Earl came out, and he's like, yo, you know, if the money's right, if you my mans, why can't we make some money together?
Right.
You know, and it's just like, I respect you so much. You know, let's give the people a show.
Core ain't going to turn down no bag. I can tell you that right now.
I wouldn't either.
Right now.
I wouldn't either. Especially, you know, with a skill set like his. But you don't think that's like the fight in the future?
Absolutely, but I wanted to kind of slightly change topics and just ask what your guys' thoughts. Do you believe now that Tank's a free agent, he will also migrate to the top rank so that we can get the Shakurs, Devin,
honestly,
Tank,
man,
all on the same side of the street?
I can't speak on that man's business. You know, I don't know Tank personally. I don't know what their thought process may be. At this point, honestly, all of these young fighters, man, if they looking to make the biggest fights, they chasing the bag and legacy, then it makes sense to make the best moves that make sense for them. Not, you know, the guys that think futuristically this is the fight that you should have or this is the next fight for you. And I think that's nonsense. These guys are young men, young adults. They've been groomed to be decision makers their entire lives. When you're taught to fight, you have to be able to make decisions inside the ring. So now you ask them to come outside the ring and not make decisions about their business. That's an oxymoron. Don't make sense.
Okay.
So Antoine, man, I wanted to ask, obviously being 26, there's a time limit or some sort of time rush, maybe not for you. And that's what I want to ask. Are you trying to have a Shakur career where, I don't know, I think it was, 13 fights he became a world champion? Or are you going more the traditional route where, like, a Canelo, I think he was, like, I mean, you should know Almanac. When did he get his first belt? Matthew Hatton, it was.
It was Hatton. That was 08.
08.
I don't remember how old he was.
I think he had, like, 40, maybe?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Canelo because Canelo fought a lot of fights in Mexico before he had, like, 20-something fights over there before he even came this way. So I wouldn't say that, but I would say I'm not in a rush to rush my career or anything like that because I got a great team behind me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not rushing anything. I want to take my time, and when the things make sense, and it, you know what I'm saying, then we're going to push for the world title. But I'm locked in with these guys. You know what I'm saying? We family now. We together every day. We're on the same track. We're on the same accord. We all got the same vision, the same mindset. So when we all come to the senses, we being ready, then we're going to take the steps to make that happen.
Before we end it, I do want to transition into a little lighter topic. I'm sure you guys seen what took place at the Academy Awards with Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Ha.
Perfect. What was your reaction?
me, I'm going to say, like, we all professionals. You know what I'm saying? We all come from where we come from all over the world. We professionals. Always, the joke is funny until it's on you. I feel like Will Smith was wrong for that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I feel like he was wrong for that. We professionals. And I would talk to him outside. Chris Rock been having a vigorous career. Everybody know Chris Rock. He's a harmless dude, funny. You could talk to him backstage like, man, my wife going through this, man. You got to get on the internet and apologize. But as far as slapping, you know what I'm saying? Black people, we going through enough. Then you go up there, y'all the role models of everything that's going on. And you go up there and do something like that. And got us on the internet looking like, oh, is it fake? Is it real? Oh, man, what are they doing? This is that. But I don't know. I just feel like it was a joke. Take it as a joke. You shouldn't put your hands on nobody for no words. He ain't touch you physically. It should have been talked about and pushed on. But I don't know. I feel like he was wrong for that.
What about you, Coach?
I plead the fifth.
What? No,
honestly, man, I have a wife. She has MS. So in that moment, first of all, my honest opinion, I think that shit was fake. His posture, like the way he slapped him and ended up with the stance after the slap, it wasn't real to me. So it's hard to honestly like take that serious. Now if that moment was a real moment, man, it's not a good look for Will Smith. It's not a good look for our community, so to speak. You know, it was his first. That's his first Oscar, right?
I am not sure,
yes,
but yeah, I'm being Oscar. Told yes.
So now you've been nominated for your first major, right? And I guess what they consider a major award in that arena or whatever the case, and it's tainted now because you went up on a stage and you slapped the shit out of somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And no, I just kind of think we, as a grown man, and I don't mind being violent,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't the place for that.
So to continue with that topic and just make it a little lighter, the internet obviously is undefeated. So when that took place, everybody's been making memes like he wouldn't have slapped Chris Rock if Chris Rock was
The Rock.
See? I'm shocked, my man. He's 25.
Oh, because of the last name, Chris Rock. And
I don't know. I don't know. But the internet, I'm glad he's seen.
Okay.
So everybody's thinking, oh, Will won't do that if it was Dwayne Johnson. I want to go to him first. You're the trainer. I watch Muhammad Ali. I know boxing is no game. I believe Will legit learned how to fight. We know he's done pad work with AJ when AJ was in the Olympics. His mannerisms that he learned to do the Muhammad Ali movie makes me feel confident that he should be able to beat the very overly muscular Dwayne Johnson in a heavyweight fight if they were to box with boxing rules. I think The Rock is just too muscular. He'll get tired after three. Coach, how do you feel? If we were able to sign this fight, is Will, you know, putting himself in danger, or can he outbox The Rock?
I agree with you, man.
Thank you! Cap. They've been hating on that.
You
don't think Will can outbox him? Cap. Did you watch Muhammad Ali, the movie where he played Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
You see how he's popping that jab?
It's a movie.
Man, he learned that.
You got to realize The Rock has been an elite athlete his whole life. He went to the U.
But it's choreographed. Wrestling is choreographed.
No, okay, for college football, Canadian football.
He getting down in three-point stances.
Okay, but we're talking about being an athlete, being rough, being tough. We talking
yeah, but
about,
he was a lineman.
Okay, so we
that's like sumo wrestling.
Okay, so you're gonna pick an actor over an athlete?
Bro, Will is from Philly.
They both acted.
On the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
And his mom got scared. And
But remember, he got into that fight.
Man.
He got into that fight, yo. And another thing, I don't know if y'all remember on the red carpet, some dude tried to kiss Will. He pushed him off and jabbed him.
Nah, kiss me on my lips, man.
What? He jabbed him.
No, he did. He slapped him like this.
That was a... It was a flick jab. Jeez. Come on, you a boxer. That was a flick jab.
He slapped him like this. It was a little open hand. Man, this kissing me on my lips.
He said, no way.
I just watched that video.
Me too. Somebody tagged me so I could repost it,
man,
and show her.
That,
I'm good with the coach. The coach said he
believed
Will could do it.
Actor over athlete. That's preposterous.
Yo, you don't play boxing. He learned.
We talking about The Rock from Fast Five, man.
Yeah.
Swole.
He never, exactly.
You talking about Ian Wheel.
So listen.
Come on.
So here's my theory, right? We all know AJ is muscular, right? Anthony Joshua.
And
we call him what? A four-round fighter. He get tired after six. We got like four fights we could pull to where he got tired, had to recover. And he's actually a boxer all his life. He actually had an amateur career, won a gold medal and a championship. You going to tell me this other weightlifter, get out of here.
Will
going
to
jab him up.
Say Will going to do 12 rounds. Will might be a two-round.
Oh, he send me this. I'm a.
If you
he ain't see the sparring, Will dropping dudes left and right, man.
No. It was part of.
You got to do an A-prime, though.
Bro.
Because it's just, you got to see
Will. It was part of the film.
I think I Am Legend Will Smith might stand a chance.
For real.
I Am
Hey,
Legend.
Hey, can I get a screen share real quick?
Is that the sparring?
No, this is not the sparring. You find a sparring.
Oh.
So this on screen, I just want y'all to see how aggressively he just took the mic out of my hand. Hold on, it's coming up. He just snatched that shit out my hand when I asked the question. Look, he said, give me that shit. No, and I was trying to pull it back. He was like, no, give it to me. Yo, shout out. I'm good on the screen, shit. Shout out to, I've been waiting. I don't know why I never think of this. I need you and Shakur. I need a spades game. Because ain't nobody running the Boston on me. I need a spades game. I need you and Shakur.
Hey, bro, we need you ASAP. Like,
come on.
Nobody gotta
come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I'm going to say this. Man. I'm going to say this. Every camp, like, since we – this is one of the reasons why we bond. Like, we do all the same – we got all the same hobbies and all the same things. We've been spades partners since week one in camp.
No, let me tell you. That goes a very long way.
So, do you have –
very long
that's
way.
That's what I'm saying. So, I'm getting to the point. Do you have a spades partner?
See,
you the type of person to pick somebody. You can pick a bomb off the street.
No, here's the thing, though. Hold on. Let me tell you. Here's the thing, right? When I'm in Chicago, got my partner. And when I was in the Air Force, I had my partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And just how you said, that's how y'all bond. It was spades partner. Yo, that's like, and I'm not trying to be funny, but that's like your significant other. You know what that look mean. When your girl mad, you see it in her face. You ain't got to say shit.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't got to call you out your name, right? That's your space partner. Yo, when my space partner, when we look in each other's eyes, they know. They man, I ain't got no four.
So what?
We got a big four.
What I'm saying is,
that sound like an excuse.
Can you play with a bum off?
Yeah, it don't matter because I'm like that.
Right,
I'm like that. But,
When I looked at you, I knew you was that type.
I'm like that. And then best believe it's gonna come a point in time in the game when I'm gonna stand up on y'all. Let's fucking smack the table with the fucking car.
But you know he played.
I'm ready.
You know, he played with little jokers though.
I play it all.
Say
it again.
They cheat. You ain't from the state.
I fired this dude just for the record. He should call a partner by default. I fired him at this point.
What they was cheating, coach?
Yeah, I think he got
what they was doing.
Nah, I mean, Court.
Hold on,
Court was a crafty cheater, man.
and this
dude, you know,
who'd you want to Boston on?
Yo, he called him a crafty cheater.
Boston on Jay Prince.
Oh wow,
Pop, Coach Wiley.
Oh, Jay Prince and Pop. Because I'm gonna be honest, Aubrey Nick. Before I let somebody Boston,
yo,
you a real space.
I'm Aubrey Nick.
Bro,
before I let
bro,
somebody Boston,
bro. He called trying to say I'm ass. Cause I'm not.
I don't care.
But listen. The only way I'm going to renege, honestly, is if the circumstances are I'm about to get a Boston.
Yeah.
That's the only time
I'm not letting
I'm ever reneging.
Bro,
he reneged.
That's cheating, man.
A game 6-7, he gonna renege.
No, it's like a low blow. It's like a low blow. It's like a low blow. Sometimes it's like a low blow. Sometimes that's your only resort. You just gotta do what you gotta do, yo.
I'm gonna be honest
with you. You gotta be a real space player
to catch some renege.
This dude, yo, he watch everything.
Oh, look, here goes the will.
Don't look at the pad work. Don't look at the pad work. We're going to skim
yo,
through that.
That's the most important part.
Because that was early in the camp.
Look at that left foot.
You see how he look? He got more beard. He got more beard there. Look at him dip under that shit. Here we go. Look at him on that back foot, coach. Look at that 1-2. Ain't dipped under.
I might change my mind.
Here go the pick. Look. Watch this drop. Watch he drop him, though, coach. Watch he drop him. He about to drop him. Look. He going to drop that right on him. Look, he spun him. You see that?
Man, this is
part of the action,
right,
man.
This ain't rehearsing.
Look, he ain't even landing.
Right.
Look,
what?
He ain't even landing. Yeah, on the lights.
Look. He about to drop him. Look at them left hook.
Oh, my God.
What?
Y'all out of control.
Will, drop him, baby.
He did drop somebody.
Oh, he about to put this guy down.
He put hands on him, too.
Where's the knockdown?
Oh!
That was fake.
What? What?
He didn't even hit him.
Nah, I'm going to rewind that.
He didn't hit him, bro. Go back.
Oh, the right hand caught him.
The right hand did not land.
The right hand.
Look.
It's that Sonny Liston right here.
Hell no.
Hey, yo, that was that Sonny Liston right here. The Phantom.
The Phantom.
Take it down. Oh,
man.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah, I'm still going well, for real. He more agile. You see how agile he was.
That
Ali shuffle. You ain't like that Ali shuffle?
Did you like the slap he put on Chris Rock? Like, did you see the form and everything?
No.
He said a backhandle.
I ain't like the slap.
He said a backhandle.
I didn't like the slap.
That's the same performance I just
coach, so you're from...
He definitely was slapping with his left hook.
Real quick, just another thing related to this that we was discussing earlier. Coach, from Newark, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Brick City. It reminded me a little bit of Chicago. But I want.
What part of North you from? You across town? Okay.
Southwood.
I'm over on Park Ave, over where the poppies be. You know, Latino side.
North side, baby.
4th Ave and 12th Street. What up?
They get money over there.
Yeah. No, yeah, my man's get some money. You see his vet out front, coach. You see my man. What is more disrespectful? Like, what do you think?
Oh, wow. Yes, this question was
because
good.
I was telling him, I'm like, yo, getting slapped by another man got to be like top five most disrespectful things another man could. I think being backhanded and being spit on is more disrespectful, but I wanted to see what you think. Like, that's pretty disrespectful. I'm about to get punched.
I got to pick out of
being. No. I'm saying, like.
Not that you picking, but
bad,
which one is the worst?
How bad is it? And you're like, there's not many things. No. Getting slapped by another man. That got
to
be. Like,
but which is the worst, though?
Yeah, which one's the worst to you?
Spit, that's what we all said, man.
That's the disrespect, man.
Yeah,
you spit, man. I might shoot you.
We ain't governed by no FCC.
Yeah, that's the ultimate disrespect. You smack me, man. I'm gonna punch you in your shit.
Right.
Your smack might make me laugh. You know what I'm saying? We gonna fight, but you spit. Oh, I'm saying red. He's like you.
Well, I think that's everything. Let's go to intermission. We're going to take some pictures with these guys. We'll be right back. We appreciate you guys joining in. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button. We'll be back after a few minutes.
Fury's the name, and fucking fighting's the game. His heart's rattling now. His walls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
The heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest fighter that's ever lived, ever laced a pair of boxing gloves on, ever stood in a boxing arena. Me, the Gypsy King.
Fury, under the hands of Sugar Hill, is just a different beast. He's a different monster.
Joshua's a coward. Who takes the pussy? Dylan White don't want to fight. So if you can prove me wrong, get to fucking fighting. These are all coward bundossers. I'll annihilate the lawyers and destroyers. Submit yous. Cut you bitches out.
Fury's just too intelligent. When he has to box, he boxes. When he's got a triple jab, he triple jabs.
If he holds a handful of stones and throws them at me, he may have a chance of landing something.
Dragon, Dragon, Joshua, where are you? Where are you, AJ? AJ!
Dylan White, you bitch. I want to see you. You've got to fight me anyway.
Making supernatural strength.
Yuri throwing it up
again. And that's it. It's over. Tussamora waves it off.
SPS promotion.
I can smash your face in two. There's not one thing you can do about it. Fury's the name. I'm fucking fighting the game.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was an amazing episode, jam-packed. We talked a lot of boxing, and we had a couple of guests. We got a great poll going right now, The Rock versus Will Smith. Who wins? I got Smith by KO, Rock by KO, 40% Smith by KO, 37% Smith by unanimous decision, 15% and Rock by decision, 8%. So, you know, they're giving Will the edge to win by decision, which is how I think he would beat the bigger man. And, you know, oddly enough, the knockout is pretty even. I mean, he's only off by 3%. So Will has some good odds there on that fight. We got some callers on Blog Talk. No one's pressed one. And on Discord, looks like we're done. So I'm going to check these super chats and we might be wrapping up because it was a long night. I do want to announce a few things. We got Kelvin, shout out to Kelvin, long time listener, Patreon since 2016. So just know I'm checking my list. If you're not a Patreon, I can't be helping you out with these magnificent hats, but my man Kelvin is, and, he's going to be receiving his to New York shortly, as well as Kenneth as well. So shout out to both Kelvin and Kenneth, who've already sent their $25 to receive their free hat. And they're, I mean, obviously it's for shipping in a little box so it doesn't get crushed, you know. But also, you know, you got to be a member of YouTube or at least a Patreon in order to receive it. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We have nothing else to announce. Oh, yeah. I do want to shout out two new Patreons.
All right.
Returning Patreon, Dual Ingram. Shout out to him. He's back, and he paid for the entire year. So that's badass, you know. Keep that, you know, pay it once and never. Shout out to Big Fish Vega, who also paid for the whole year.
Shout out Big Fish Vega.
Big Fish doing what Big Fish do.
Right.
And shout out to Supreme Tax. Happy to see you back as well on the Patreon gang. And shout out to new member Dot from Baltimore. Shout out B More.
Let's go!
Let's go! So shout out everybody that joined us. Remember, current Patreon and YouTube members, you can receive a brand new hat if you want it. Suede black, red suede on the bottom. A bunch of stuff. Just press rewind. I'm done. It's hot as fuck in the studio. Nest GTO, Instagram,
Ring
and Twitter.
Up.
We up out of here.
Ring Walk Danny.
Call him Ring Walk on my outro.
Fuck your outro. We gone.
Peace.